Come on, get your ass up, get your ass up. First off, I used to be a bad guy, I admit it. Lex Luthor, motherfucker, I'm a man of my business. And if you wanna ride with me, go ahead and get live with me. You tell me that you love me, don't you ever lie to me. If you love music, then break the block with me. So I go ahead and lift up.
Hey, Aiko.
What?
I thought
I told you we're about to start the world's most regular podcast. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most regular podcast. My name is Aiko the Rain Man. I'm joined today by Buster Hyman,
leader of Chirac,
the only man who could knock out Batman with one punch, John Roy Baca,
yo, space cadaver,
and we're joined by our special guest today, Miss Julie of the North. Or Lady of Metropolis.
Lady of the North. Metropolis.
Yes. I'm a man with many nicknames. So, let's get right into it and start what everything what once was and forever will be. The Edogawa Report. Time for some news. Okay, first things first, Sharknado.
Fuck yeah.
That's
not the first thing.
Yes.
The last thing.
No. Have you ever watched that movie?
Bruh.
How could you not watch Sharknado? It's a fucking tornado that spits out sharks at you.
I've seen a tornado and I've seen sharks. I've already seen Sharknado, bro.
They're making a video game.
And they're making a second one.
Yeah, the trailer for the second one actually came out.
Is it more sharks or more tornadoes?
Both. Bitch.
Different like kinds of sharks?
Double tiger sharks.
I don't know. I saw that movie at Chris's house, and that movie was hilarious. And I don't know. I didn't get to finish watching it, so
what a shame.
Yeah, it was actually pretty
You're missing
funny.
Out, man.
Number two on the Edogawa Report.
Am I even gonna talk about Sharknado? Come on, it's like a fucking like that should have its own segment.
Have you seen
itself.
The movie? Have you seen?
Yeah,
the
movie? It's fucking greatest cinematic masterpiece I've ever watched.
Do you
in my
know what
life.
Sharknado is?
You don't know
like,
what Sharknado
it goes
is.
Like, what is it, like Sharknado, Citizen Kane, the jazz singer, Bridge on the River Kwai.
Pulp Fiction.
Dr. Sharknado
Chicago.
Too. Yeah.
Sharknado.
Speaking of terrible movies like that, you guys watch Teeth?
Teeth?
Teeth.
It's like a feminist, like, empowerment movie. It's like about...
You what? That movie's fucking
that's
insane.
This chick who has, like, teeth in her vagina, and she goes around just, like...
Biting off dicks.
I've seen the movie.
But I mean, that is a strong metaphor.
Listen,
yeah, it is. Really
me
is.
And Nate were, what's it called?
Just like Maleficent's a rape movie.
Like when we went to the Rock the Bells concert in New York four or 5 years ago, me and Nate were on our way home to Jersey. We were on our way to the hotel in Jersey. And on the subway, there was these three girls. They were actually talking about the movie Teeth. And this one girl was telling her two friends about it. And her two friends, like, thought that she was fucking with them. they didn't believe that the movie existed until Nate actually had to like butt into conversations. Like, no, that actually is a real movie. And yeah.
What another cinematic masterpiece might I add?
I would put Teeth on the top 10 best movies. Of all
no,
time.
Like so. Forget Citizen Kane goes like probably like
Geely. Trust Affleck. Follow me on Twitter at Vic Von Doom if you're listening, Ben Affleck.
What do you mean if he's listening? Of course he's listening. Who does not listen to regular podcasts?
He's a busy man, bro. He's filming a new
he obviously tells everyone, alright, listen, clear my schedule for this podcast.
This is really all we have to do.
Clear my schedule for this podcast. You know I have to listen to regular podcasts every day it's posted. So, shout out to Ben Affleck.
Does Ben Affleck listen to regular podcasts, do you think?
Do we not just go through this?
I think at least Casey Affleck listens.
I think this whole conversation was just about Ben Affleck listening to
I'm pretty sure Ben Affleck listens to regular podcasts.
No, I am 100% sure he listens to regular podcasts.
Anyways,
but I digress.
Number two on the Edogawa Report, the PS4 and the PS3 and the Vita are selling about 100 million counting within the last month, which is pretty good because Sony has been doing not so well financially
nice.
And other departments that are not the video game app. Departments of their company. Thoughts?
Putting more perspective on that, like, Sony Vita has increasing amount of sales in AAA video games or something like that. I was reading an article about it, and everyone's like, oh, hopefully this will be a push for them to start caring more about AAA video games for the Vita and stuff. Since I know the sales for the hardware itself is like going really quickly, increasing rapidly. That didn't make sense, but yeah.
Yeah, well.
Redundancy at its finest.
Indeed.
Wait, so Vita is selling more units? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in Japan at least. And basically, a lot of people were thinking that the Vita was basically abandoned by like first party developers because they were.
Because they said they
have been focusing more on like indie games and then just like streamlining like PS4 content to it,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily getting like the first party love that like Nintendo gives. Like,
dude, I mean, I was playing Marvel on your Vita and it was like a pretty fucking good port. I mean, apart from there only being two top buttons, like it was pretty true to the original.
I don't know. I just, the handheld market is dying for dedicated gaming, so.
Not if you're a 3DS fan.
Yeah, not for Nintendo, bro.
Yeah.
The handheld is flourishing.
Even if, like, Nintendo leaves, like, the console space, like, they will probably always, like, have their
handheld. Yeah, as long as they put out a new Pokemon game
every
2 years. Never again.
Wasn't Pokemon X and Y selling, like, a billion copies or something like that?
Everyone plays fucking Pokemon.
Exactly. Like, who does not? Who do you know who says, I don't like Pokemon? Who?
There was like a 3 year period after Pokemon like blew up really heavy where everyone was like, fuck Pokemon, but after that it was like, wait, this
everyone
is,
goes back to
the
it.
Best fucking
that's
game.
Like after like 3 years after like the Linkin Park's first album come out, like, everyone loved it then, and it's like, nah, dude, fuck Linkin Park. So
how about you guys? You guys play Pokemon, right?
I played
you know what's funny, I went to Walmart like at 3 o'clock in the morning
to
like,
buy X and Y.
No, well yeah, like a few weeks, like 2 weeks after it came out, I was at Walmart, the only place that you could buy Pokemon and pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning.
True.
So I did, and I never played it.
Can I?
Because I do that a lot. I buy games and I just don't play them because I'm.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Give it to me if you're not gonna play it. What the fuck?
What's wrong with it?
I bought X. Good. My brother bought Y.
I wanted the X. No, which one's the one with the deer
on it?
That's
the new one with, like, the Mega Charizard?
Mega Evolution, yeah.
Alright, word. Yeah, I played Red, Blue, Yellow,
Yellow.
Gold,
shouts
silver.
Out to Yellow for being the best one of the bunch.
Gold, Silver, Crystal, and then...
Crystal was the best
one. Gold was
Ruby,
the best out of that
one. Emerald, Sapphire.
Sapphire was the best out of that one.
Yeah.
No, and Pearl was the best out of Diamond.
Yellow,
Pearl,
Emerald, and Crystal were the best, because, like, you could... get more...
Do everything,
more
yeah, that's true.
Shit in the game, so...
I always fucked with Gold, though, because Ho-Ho, that was my shit.
After like
majestic ass Pokemon.
After like the third generation of Pokemon started to come in, it was just like too much.
Yeah.
150 was fine, and then they added another 150, which was
normally
no, they added like two. 152.
When it,
so.
It went from 150 to I think it was 300 when it went from.
They add 150 every time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I would normally agree, but like they do it in a way that like it works. I don't know. Like
I don't know.
I can look at Pokemon that I've seen like 3 years ago and I know all of them by name. Like, I just look at the picture. Oh, that's Sinew or whatever, like, randomly. You know what I mean?
There's some, like, of the ones from Emerald that I just couldn't fucking tell you who they are because I played that game on an emulator. Like, I beat it in, like, fucking, like, half a day and I was just like, okay. Like,
I don't know people do that. They put down a fast forward and just, like, oh, look, beat it in 17 minutes. Sweet.
Oh, well, speaking of Pokemon, this is... Was
we're
probably
speaking about Pokemon?
Before. This one guy who's, like, one of, like, the... I didn't even know they had, like, Pokemon tournaments.
Oh, Ray Rizzo. I heard
about
that. That caught cheating.
Well, they said he was caught cheating. And
he's
actually... He's been in
how
some
is he
Pokemon
cheating?
Games.
He used... Apparently, he used a Dream Ball with his Aegislash.
Well, what is that? I don't know, because I haven't played Pokemon.
Aegislash is a Pokemon from, like, the newest generation, and Dream Ball you can only get, like, of January of, like, last generation or some shit like that, and, like, what it was Dream Ball was, like, only obtainable back then, and, like, you can't have a Pokemon in a Dream Ball from a new generation because they didn't have that in this game.
What does Dream Ball do?
It didn't do, like, too much from what I read, so I didn't really understand why everyone was freaking out, but, like, it was just, like, a special ball, like, you could use to, like, put it in some kind of cloud system they had or something like that where you can store your Pokemon, but they closed that down. So, I don't know. Everyone was complaining about that. I mean, the kid obviously outskilled his opponent. I watched the match where they were talking about it, and, like, he fucking raped him. It was not even
a question. Dream Ball or not, he would have won.
Yeah, he would have won regardless, so.
Number three.
Hold on, wait. Lady Metropolis, have you played Pokemon?
I just collected the cards.
Okay.
Well. Did you actually play the trading card game? Right?
No one. I will argue that no one in the world knows how to play the Pokemon trading
card.
My
friend.
I don't know how to play it.
My friend is a national winner. Like this kid Kevin Cole. I swear to you, y'all. He took this shit so seriously. He tried to hide it from everyone in high school. Even though he'd be go, oh, I gotta go to Ohio for 2 weeks because he's going to fucking world champion Pokemon tournaments.
You
and
wouldn't
like,
tell anybody.
I would tell. I would tell everybody. I'd be like, bitch, what have you done? I'm third place overall in the entire world at Pokemon. What have you done?
Does he make money off of it?
Yeah, he makes money, dude. What the fuck? And he gets like a bunch of free like Pokemon booster packs and shit. And what he'll do, he'll take those, give like, return them to Walmart and make like $300 easy. Because he gets like the big metal tins, like they get five of them for free. Just sell them back to Walmart because he doesn't want them. He has all the cards he needs. Bro, that's a market, bro.
Bro, I remember in like
I still got my Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I don't know about you guys.
Me and my friend Adrian, we would go around to like the different like project apartments in Commerce City, and we'd like trade. We'd bring our like five stars, yeah, with our fucking Pokemon cards in it, yeah. And like we'd be like, "Yo, let's trade." And like if the kids had like nice Pokemon cards, we'd just fucking dip out with them, and then like we'd go to the mall
and
sell them,
bro. One of those kids,
huh? Yeah, bro.
We meet at last.
What a dick. You're the kind of kid that...
Then we'd go to the mall and sell them, bro. I mean, bank off that shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, one time we stole this kid's cards. He had, like, four, like, foil Charizards. They were all first edition.
I don't know if you should be admitting it's on a regular podcast.
Nah, it's statute of limitations, bro. This is in sixth grade.
Episode 7, 1,000 people listened to that.
Yeah.
You could have been, yeah, one of those people.
So what about the, like...
Yeah.
Are you serious?
If you lived in
we always get like around 600 listeners per episode.
If you lived in Holly Park Apartments around 1998,
I'm sorry.
Sorry for stealing your Pokemon cards.
Bro, I lost the fucking, what's those things called? Like the little box that opens up like this with all the cards, like Ultra Box or something like that?
What?
It's like. Oh. It like holds your cards in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an Ultra Box?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what it's called. I had like a fucking fuck ton of good ass Yu-Gi-Oh cards in there, bro. And then like one day I remember going home from Books A Million, I'm like, where the fuck's my box at? And I think I left it there, and some fuck ass got lucky and got a bunch of fucking good ass Yu-Gi-Oh cards for free. I don't know what bucked me because I keep my eyes like a hawk on my shit. I was like,
but yeah, I learned how to play the Pokemon card game from the Game Boy game.
The Pokemon
trading card game.
I don't know how to play shit. Yo, there's a card. It's like a really old card called like Bill or some Trainer Bill or something, and it says draw two cards. And my dumbass, when I was young, I literally drew two cards on the fucking like. On the thing, I didn't understand, but I was like, "What the fuck? Draw two cards, okay?" So I drew two cards, and then I showed my friends when I was older. They're like, "Are you fucking stupid?" I was like 8. Shut the fuck up! I didn't play trading card games. I don't know.
I was eight too, and I wasn't that retarded.
I wasn't really 8. I don't know how old I was, but it's
genetic.
Because I'm younger than you, so
different
if you were
DNA
8
and stuff like that,
man, I bet I have a higher IQ than you.
I'm not saying my parents are smarter than yours, but like,
all right, I'm closet smart as fuck. I just play dumb around you people, so I have an advantage.
Indeed.
Don't worry, I'm scheming, bro. Don't worry.
Moving on.
Number 3 on the Edgar Report. Vertigo and Prime Universe working on a Thief movie. You ever played Thief?
Nope.
That just came out. It's a PlayStation 4 game, right?
Yeah.
Heard it sucked.
You ever played like the old PC ones?
No.
I've seen a lot of videos on it, and it didn't really interest me at all.
Oh,
I don't know if I have the patience for like stealth games.
I don't. That's my problem. Like I told you guys multiple times, I'm like a one direction go kind of guy. Like I can't just. I gotta sit here 5 minutes, memorize the enemy's pattern, go behind him.
Best stealth.
Try to stealth kill him. I can't do all that.
Was
shit.
Chaos Theory Splinter Cell?
Probably the best game.
I never played any of Splinter Cell games. If I'm gonna play like an FPS sort of game, like I guess I could wait. Is Splinter Cell third person?
Third person.
Yeah. Either way, like, I mean, espionage games don't really do it for me.
Not
like,
either.
I liked, what was that game?
Dishonored?
No, with the fucking Hitman. Hitman. That was a fun, like,
Because well, that when that game, you have the option.
Contracts
you don't have
is probably
to.
The best one. Contracts. Is that the one you really got into? I remember you were telling me.
I played
Blood Story. Money.
The first and the second one.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a movie about it? Like, that literally
disappeared? Well, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Prime Universe was the company behind the 2007 movie, Hitman.
I watched it, and it was a good ass.
No,
it was
horrible.
And then adaptation for a video
so
game, it was almost exactly
so
like
bad.
The game, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was decent.
Fucking terrible.
Dude,
watch that movie again.
Bro, In a movie kind of sense, but like as an adaptation. Like,
in a movie kind of sense, what does that mean?
Like as like, if you're looking at it
as like an isolated piece of art, like this is the Hitman movie.
No,
then
but
yes,
it's
fucking terrible.
No, you don't understand.
If you're looking at it as
I've
like
never
this.
Played any of the Hitman games or anything. I went to
that's
watch that movie not knowing anything. That's what I'm saying. I took it as a standalone media. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
If you play the games, it's literally like it's pretty legit, bro.
It's like playing a game.
Yeah.
But I knew some of the characters' history as far as like stuff like that, like the tattoo and like how he was made and stuff like that. I knew some of the basic stuff, but
the plot twist and stuff was cool.
Even the way he like offs people like in the movie is like straight out of the game. Like how you have like
the
fucking
piano
wire.
Yeah, dude. Which is weird because I've been thinking about that movie like. Not too long ago, like I was like, what the fuck ever happened to that movie? Like, no one ever talks about that movie. I never see that movie. Like, what the fuck? It just, like, disappeared off the face of the earth.
It
was
on Netflix
terrible.
It wasn't that bad, bro.
No. It was bad, okay, but it wasn't like...
This coming from the guy
who likes Mortal
Kombat. Mortal Kombat 2. Not even Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 2.
Damn.
One of the worst video... Nah, I think Street Fighter is probably the worst video game.
Yeah. Spider-Man 3 wasn't that bad. Listen...
Spider-Man 3?
I didn't think
dude,
it was that
there's
bad
an entire scene where he does like a fucking jazz number. Like,
it was a fucking terrible movie. He was having a walk sequence, bro. You know?
But they had fucking Eric Foreman as Venom. Like,
I didn't understand that either. I didn't understand it. They jacked him up and shit. He looked like shit. I didn't like that.
Oh my god. Number 4 on the Itagawa Report. The people behind Transformers Age of Extinction are working on a live action Dumbo.
I heard about that, and I don't
get
why. I
can't wait for that shit.
By the way, speaking of Dumbo, I've been using that as an insult lately. It's pretty funny. You just call someone a fucking Dumbo. It's funny. They see their reaction. Shut the fuck up, you fucking Dumbo. They're just like...
They look at you because you're like an idiot. Like, why are you saying that?
No, they look at me like...
It's like one of those words you just don't say anymore.
No, it's funny. Trust me. Like, use it in context. You'll see what I mean. It's funny. All you regular podcasters, you try that out and tell me how it works.
The regular podcasters?
Yes.
After the blockbuster success of Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, Disney has been busy turning many of their animated classics into live-action films. Most recently with Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, but...
Which I didn't see...
Actually, I would like to see, like, the... Oh, no, that's just fucking... No, it is. Where, like, he's, like, tripping out, like... There's, like, fucking, like... No, that's Pinocchio. There's, like, fucking pink elephants marching everywhere.
Isn't that Alice in Wonderland?
No, it's Pinocchio. When they go to, like, the island and all the boys start turning into donkeys because they, like, they got drunk or some shit.
I never watched
like,
that. I remember that.
When they
I
got
only
drunk,
played the
dude,
game.
Like,
is
they
that the cartoon?
Yeah. They go on, like, this. It's, like, this insane, like, 5-minute cut where it's, like,
dark.
Pinocchio's, like, all fucked up. Like, he's drunk. But
I think
looks,
I remember
like, he's on acid.
That, like,
there's, like,
vaguely.
Pink elephants marching everywhere around him.
I've been, like, meaning to download, like, a bunch of, like, the old, like, Disney, like, movies. Like, what was
they're
the,
all
like,
fucked up, dude. Like... Well, I can't believe I watched it.
In particular, there's one that I really want to watch is
Mulan.
No. I do love Eddie Murphy in that movie, though, because Eddie Murphy's voice
yo,
in any movie
that's
is
my
awesome.
Dude, yo. That, he was a beast-ass summon in Kingdom
What's
Hearts.
What's the movie... The one with Merlin in it.
Sword and Stone.
Yeah, Sword and Stone.
Dude, that
movie's...
Where they play, like, the old game... With where it's like Merlin and the fucking like witch lady, like where like she turns into like he turns into a mouse to get away from her, and then she'll turn into a cat to like, you know.
I don't know.
Do you see Sword in the Stone?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't think so.
Try it again.
Hold up. Before
yeah,
you leave off this topic,
the reason I'm talking about that is because they have the old game in the Sandman. They're doing like a fucking Sandman movie. Tight as fuck.
Wait, who's working on the Sandman movie?
Well, Neil Gaiman already wrote the script and the screenplay for it.
Is it Rumpelstiltskin or is it just Sandman?
What?
Sandman's got
the Sandman is a comic book.
Oh, it's not. I thought you were still talking about like stories and shit like that. Never mind.
No.
Talking about like a superhero.
No, he's not a superhero. Sandman is Dream of the Endless. Like Neil Gaiman's like my. Besides Alan Moore, probably my favorite comic book writer and one of my favorite authors. But The Sandman is about the five endless, like dream, destruction, death, delirium, and destiny. And like they're like these eternal beings that exist in the world. And like the story centers around Dream, the Sandman.
Huh.
And like it's really fucking cool. And like in the beginning of the series, like it starts out like he breaks out of like some dude had summoned him and like trapped him. So he breaks out of this trap and he starts going to collect like all his items that like made him more powerful.
Hasn't there already been a Sandman movie?
What?
A Sandman movie?
No.
Sandman and Spider-Man 3 does not count.
No, not that movie.
No, Sandman they haven't done. And they're actually adapting the Neil Gaiman book American Gods for a TV series on HBO, which is going to be fucking rad too.
Huh. Well, I don't know about all that, but...
But yeah, dude, you have to check out the Sandman for sure. Like, all the stories are, like, really, really weird. Like, it's not, like, shit you'd normally see in a comic book, but...
Sandman's DC, right?
That's, yeah, well, it was Vertigo originally, but DC bought out Vertigo, so...
Is Sandman kind of like Kazam?
This may
that was
be
a good ass movie.
This may
bro.
Be your last episode.
Kazam with Shaq, the fucking djinn. Not even a genie, he's a djinn at the end of the movie. It's fucking badass as shit. Wait, hold on, before we get off the topic. Transformers.
They should make a Kazam video game. Just gonna throw that out there.
Okay, so my last podcast, but let's throw in a fucking Kazam video game.
Just joking.
Sure. Anyway, Age of Extinction is the number one grossing film of all time in China now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought you started out.
The last half.
So funny, like when people watch like Godzilla, like the whole time they're like, "Where's like all the monster fights? Like, what's with all the fucking storyline?"
And
then when they watch Transformers, they're like, "What's with all the fucking giant robots fighting? Where's all the story?"
Yeah, right.
What do you want?
People don't have a fucking median. They don't have a balance.
Fuck. Number five on the Edigawa report. The first footage from The Walking Dead season 5 has been released.
Can't hear you.
Said the first footage of The Walking Dead season 5.
I have a hearing aid, bro. It's fucked up. Why would you try me like that?
Yes, indeed. You, sir.
Yes.
You watched The Walking Dead.
I have.
Do you like it? Mm. Oh, wait. Didn't we discuss this before?
Multiple times, yeah.
Mm.
The first season I watched, all of it, so hyped for the next season. It was like a marathon before the second season. I didn't watch the second season. I didn't watch any of it. And then I saw like glimpses of the third season and I'm like, what the fuck is this trash? What the hell happened to this show? And then I heard the fourth season was cool, but I didn't watch that either.
I would argue that if you were to start watching that show,
but you even said season 2 is slow as fuck, right?
Yeah, it's just like it felt like they scrapped all the writers and like whoever was working on the show.
Didn't they do that
the first three seasons?
Wasn't like a writer's block or not a writer's strike or something?
Yeah.
And like they had to like improvise.
Well, no, I think they just went off like the comic book regardless. And then, like,
but like they're,
the writer's strike was a while ago, dude.
No,
like,
I'm talking about the second season.
Years ago.
Second season, third season. But no, wasn't like, aren't they like doing completely different than the comic book? Like, not spoiler alert, doesn't like Rick been dead?
I don't know, dude. I mean, there's very few things in this world that I care less about than zombie movies or shows or any sort
of. And we've
of
gone into this too, so.
Yeah, so.
I don't dwell too much into that.
I mean.
I love you, though. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I would argue less, but. If you know what, if I downloaded it and I made it and that's what we had to watch, he would watch it and he'd be like, okay, that would fucks with the show.
Not really. My brother watches it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was telling him he's gay for zombies. You're gay for zombies too. Like you would suck.
You know, Andre said you're gay for Sonic.
I do love Sonic the Hedgehog.
So you're just
do yourself a favor one of these days and search Sonic fan art.
I know, dude. Trust me. You ever seen Sonic fan fiction?
Yes, dude. Sonic fan fiction is.
What are you talking about?
There are so many fucked up Sonic fan fiction stories.
Bro, these girls talking about getting fucked by Sonic and shit.
Like,
what's wrong with
Sonic with, like, Homer Simpson or, like, Sonic and, like, Ninja
Maleficent.
Turtles.
Like,
there's fan
Sonic invades the DC world. Like, what the fuck? It's so fucking
people
weird.
Love Sonic, bro.
I mean, I like Sonic too, but I mean, if I'm gonna write stories about him banging me, fuck.
Alright.
Jackson might.
Well.
He probably doesn't write
it. I have like Sonic sex books up in my room.
Oh, okay.
Like,
alright, good. Good to know. You don't let me borrow one of those.
The Hedgehog Kama Sutra.
Number 6 on the Edigawa report. This is really awesome.
I'm not gonna lie. Shadow. I'm not Shadow. Rogue. If I was a bat person.
Let's end this here.
Don't lie. You know, I can see it in your eyes.
I don't know who that is.
Brennan Routh.
My name is Brennan Martins.
guy played Superman. Superman Returns.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Brandon Ruth.
Ruth.
Whatever.
Sorry. Ralph.
Coming back for the second season.
Ruth. Wow.
He's going to be
the Atom.
He's gonna be the Atom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
The Arrow season three. That's pretty awesome.
No, I would rather him just be superhero. I mean, Superman. I liked the Superman.
I like
that
him.
Movie was so corny, dude.
It was, but he was not a bad Superman. Even though the guy after him wasn't bad either.
I mean, every Superman movie except the most recent one, like, has been terrible because they don't know how to handle the action sequences.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Like,
the new one did a pretty good job, but at the same time, like, there's a lot of I don't know how to phrase this, but like, a lot of casualties unaccounted for. Like, how many people do you think died in that movie?
Like, that's like a main like storyline and like,
a plot.
Yeah, like
a whole
like,
kind of
all the people are like. Like,
murder.
Why the fuck are these superheroes like just destroying our planet? I was
like, no, that's like a human.
No, that was Civil War. That was in Marvel, actually. Marvel Civil War. Like, the people were all finally like, yo, dude, like, you guys are like destroying our planet. Can y'all just like go somewhere else? And like, they that was like Tony Stark started working for the government and like rounding up like superheroes, like putting them in prison or killing them.
Fuck yeah. That's sick.
Yeah. And Captain America was like the leader of like the
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
They had to like reveal
that. Dude, that's why I love Cap. Like, before that, like, I could have cared less about him, but after Civil War, I was like, alright.
Didn't
Cap
he die in Civil War?
Yeah.
Civil War?
Yeah, he was the leader of like the resistance movement.
Isn't
Thor
on Captain America's side?
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken.
Yeah, but
yeah, it wouldn't have made sense for Spider-Man to work for the American government.
Yeah, Spider-Man was with Iron Man
at first.
And, yeah, and Iron Man like stole his like DNA and shit, and like created him a new suit that had like all these like fucking metal
iron
arms.
Spider.
Oh, really? Is that where that comes from?
Yeah.
If you guys ever watched the Ultimate Spider-Man show,
Spider-Man has like an Iron Man.
No, yeah,
suit.
I've seen it. Yeah, in the Ultimate Spider-Man show, like he gave him one of those too. We like he didn't know how to control it. He's
turns
like
into a backpack. Yeah. Pretty cool. Okay.
Onward.
Ho. That was six. We're on
don't
seven.
Call me a hoe, bitch.
Listen, bruh.
I pay. I'm a hooker. I mean, I have to get paid.
But yeah, poor everyone in the DC universe who isn't a superhero.
Yeah, right?
It's gonna be like a miserable existence. You never know when just like some fucking alien's gonna come.
How do you know like Superman's not gonna bust through this house right now and fuck your shit up? Just break your laptop or break your computer and you can't even record.
What's the Atom's powers again? Like, you know?
He can get like really small. He's basically Ant-Man.
Wait, the Atom is in fucking Ultimate Spider-Man too, I think.
No,
he's.
You're thinking of Ant-Man.
DC
no,
character.
I thought
Ultimate Spider-Man. What are you smoking?
Spider-Man is Marvel, bro. They wouldn't have the Atom in the Spider-Man show.
Was his name Supernova then?
No, his name is Hank Pym, Ant-Man.
Not in Ultimate Spider-Man, dude. It's a guy with like a star-shaped head, and he's
Nova.
Like Nova. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, I lied. Sorry,
Green
guys.
Green Lantern ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, his name is Richard Rider. So anytime I play somebody in Marvel Online, I call him Dick Rider.
His name is really Richard Rider.
Yeah.
Did they like? They had something on a
Dick Rider, bro. No,
they had something.
It was like the 70s when they invented him.
There's no fucking way, bro. Oh, so what's your name? Dick Rider. What the fuck? No way. Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. Let me bring this up again. Elaborate, gentlemen, while I continue to bring up.
Elaborate on what?
But yeah, the Atom, if you ever read the Frank Miller like Batman series where it's like Dark Knight Returns, Dark Knight gets whatever attacked, and then Dark Knight Rises, it's like Atom is like a huge part of that story. He's like he uses Atom to like, I don't know, save like the rest of the Kryptonians, because I guess Lex Luthor captured all the
Wait,
Kryptonians.
What?
Yeah, like
talking about Batman.
Yeah, it's a Batman storyline. It's like years in the future. It's when Batman's like 50 or 60.
Oh right,
and he, like,
right.
Comes
right.
Out of
didn't
retirement.
They have like a cartoon about that and shit?
Recently, yeah, but it's not
true to it.
Completely, yeah, it's not completely the same thing. But
true.
Yeah, they get Atom to help break out Plastic Man, who's like totally out of his mind. And like when they find Atom, he's like in a petri dish, and he's like when it cuts to him, he's like fighting like all these giant fucking like scary ass monsters with like all these fucking teeth, and it zooms out and he's like in a petri dish with like all this bacteria.
Yeah,
shit.
Before we go any further, Your cup noodles have been sitting there for a while, and I'm pretty sure they're cold by now. So have to reheat your water and shit.
Thanks, bro. On a side note to that, this Flash show is getting Firestorm, which is like another obscure superhero from the DC universe.
How cold are your cup noodles now?
Bro, don't worry about yourself.
All right, bro.
You know who Firestorm is?
No, I have no idea.
You ever used to watch Super Friends?
Like the old ass Super Friends? Yeah.
Remember like that dude who was like orange and like red and his hair was kind of on fire and he was like best friends with like Cyborg?
Yeah. Okay.
That's Firestorm.
Wait.
Super Friends, dude.
They have like Super Chunk on Cartoon Network.
Oh my god.
Super Chunk? That sounds like shit.
That's before your time, bro. Super Chunk.
Whatever, bro. I watch Boomerang. No, I'm stopping.
I don't even know if they show Super Friends on Boomerang.
Firestorm.
They used to have like SWAT Cats and like
hell yeah, oh SWAT God. Cats. You guys remember Street Sharks?
They had the Justice, like the old fucking Justice League cartoons.
SWAT Cats was ridiculous, man.
Dude Street Sharks was way better. Shut up.
Sinestro is so sorry in those cartoons.
Bro, I think I had this guy as an action figure.
Terrible.
I think I had this guy as an action figure, and I thought he was Human Torch. Because the action figure I had like three of them. It was just like this red guy, all red all over his body, and his yellow, he had like yellow like fire on his head. And I could have sworn it was Human Torch because like he came along with other Fantastic Four members, but I don't remember if I don't call. I don't know, whatever.
Every Marvel character is basically rip off of a DC character one way or another.
Is that so?
Somewhat. You know what's funny? I was actually watching Young Justice, and there was actually a villain that they were fighting that was basically Spider-Man, which was
sick.
A terrible shame ripoff. I have no idea what he was called. Have you guys ever watched Spartacus?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wait, I've asked. Yeah. Have you watched all of it?
I watched season one and season two, and then like a couple episodes out of season three.
All right, here it is. Number 7 on the Edigawa report. Game of Thrones wine is coming.
What?
They already have Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah,
they already have it.
No, they already have it anymore. Yeah, beer. That's what it was.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We can buy Game of Thrones ale. They have it at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. They have like...
Wait, seriously?
Red something. Oh, what the hell is it called? Yeah, this...
Yeah,
group
like
I follow
the,
on YouTube that
like
I
Like all the
about
house sigils on it.
Mm-hmm.
You watch Game of Thrones?
Lady of Metropolis, go ahead. Put your 2 cents in.
No, you're the only. You're another person who doesn't watch it too. So.
I don't watch TV. I'm sorry. I'm not brainwashed by the media and the like the masses. No, I'm kidding.
Game of Thrones is a shit film.
Netflix or bust.
It's not on Netflix, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Bro, why don't you try to be an adult for once and get HBO Go?
Fuck that. See, that's another thing. That's the reason why I can't watch those shows because I'm not gonna pay for an extra thing just to watch TV shows.
I don't pay for it, bro. I have an ex-girlfriend.
What? That was a good correlation, bro. Could you elaborate?
I use her HBO Go account.
That's the HBO Go account you gave me.
So does Jackson,
bro. Bro, they got red versus blue.
I thought that was your grandmother's, dude.
No, dude, I have like 10 people using her account.
No, give it to me while you're at it.
One time, I think it was like season 9 or episode 9 of the most recent Game of Thrones season.
Wait, hold on a second. HBO Go, do you get to like watch whatever you want, or it's just like it's like streaming live, like it's like live TV?
You can do both. Like when Game of Thrones comes out at like what is it 9 o'clock here every Sunday?
Sure.
So the second it turns 9 o'clock, the show is available to watch.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But because I gave the password to so many people. And everyone watches Game of Thrones on there, so I went to like log in to watch Game of Thrones at 9 o'clock, and it was like, no, too many people signed in right now.
Sick. Got 36 people signed in right now.
I do wait like 3 hours to watch that shit. I was so mad.
Like, all right, bitches, stop.
Like, I'm
gonna
change this girl's password right now. Fuck up, even.
I wonder how she feels when she tries to get on and watch it.
She's probably calling, bro.
She lets some of her sorority sisters use the shit too. So
true.
Either way, we can just torrent it.
Yeah.
You really... Well,
see, that's too much work to begin with. Second of all, I keep getting, like, mail from Comcast to my house about torrenting shit.
Really?
Oh, you've violated copyright infringement.
You know, it's funny, like, all my friends have gotten it. I don't think we've ever had.
It's fucking bullshit. Tell me I downloaded ghetto music.
You know what I do? I just torrent on my phone. I tore it on my phone and I just uploaded my.
That's why I don't have Comcast, bro. If we get internet, we're gonna get U-verse.
Yeah, but they don't have you. They don't have U-verse over here. It's not available in our like district or whatever.
33442 or zip code. Yeah,
maybe yours is. Mine isn't. Or maybe it was Xfinity or something. One of those things we tried to get in because Comcast.
Don't you live over by that Target?
No.
Which Target?
He lives where John lives, dude.
Oh, we're on the list there.
To pick up weed.
Yeah, they're right there. Thanks for coming by the way, asshole. Could just knock by and say, what's up, bro? Not even say, yo, I'm in your neighborhood. Cool, bro. Cool.
Yeah, definitely not.
I definitely wouldn't hang out with you guys anymore. I would have just let the phone ring.
What's it called? yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning. What's it called? Number 8, I think.
That's what it's called?
Shut up. Wait, are we on 8?
It's are we on 8?
Yeah.
Shut up. All right.
No, it is.
We'll call it F.
Number F.
Number A. Number A.
Is going to finally reveal the final version of the Steam controller at Gamescom.
At where?
Gamescom. The next big video game event that's arguably bigger than E3 now.
I don't know, man.
Gamescom?
Yeah.
No, E3 is the biggest.
Well, I know. But within the last 2 years, the Gamescom kind of blew up. So...
I don't know, man. I mean, Steam Greenlight has been letting through some real shitty-ass games. Like, have you heard about the world's worst game? It came out as, like, Air Flight Simulator or something like that. And, like, literally, you're in a plane and you have to, like, shoot terrorists. And it's, like, a really crudely drawn piece of shit. And, like, you have to collect orbs and then you get to fly the plane. And, like, the controls are, like, horrendous. Like,
yeah, but have you played Stanley's Parable?
Stanley's Parable's raw.
That shit's so fucking tight, bro.
Yeah, that shit's amazing.
That was the coolest game I've ever played.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Nah, speaking of bad games, have you guys ever heard of Last Ride to Hell or something like that? Retribution?
No.
It's like the worst game ever created, and they like released it on like Xbox Live and like PSN.
No.
Dude, this game. Never when I tell you it's bad, like that's an understatement, bro. Like it's fucking awful. The voice acting is shit. The CGI, whatever you even call that, is shit. The story is... There is none story. It's like shit. 9 out of 10 for me. No, stop. It's terrible.
You buy it?
No. I just saw some guy play it, and like it was so ridiculously terrible that I watched the entire playthrough to see if it gets any better or like to see where this goes, and it's just...
Do you think it's better or worse than the Burger King game?
Better. No, worse. Worse than the Burger King game. At least the Burger King has some sort of plot. This game like was
there's
like
a plot
whatever, like, you know, there's actual like...
Those commercials are so fucking creepy, dude.
Let's play Sneak King. I'd never played one of those games.
Number 9 on the Edda Gower Report. J.K. Rowling. We saw this last time.
Yeah,
new Harry Potter story.
Short story.
Didn't read it because I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter.
Dude,
next.
I mean,
no, stop.
If you read any like fantasy series, every fantasy author is just willing to milk that shit for every last fucking penny to like the.
You think this is gonna be the last short story she writes?
Well, they made a good point. Like, I don't think she's like doing it for more money.
Obviously, she's
one of the
wealthiest women in the world. Like,
and plus, like, I feel like she actually cares about her like series. Like,
well,
and people
thing,
are
like,
come on,
she gave half the money
actually
she made.
Really
like,
fucking
ways.
Cool. If
like,
you ever heard of Burial? Burial is like a experimental like techno DJ that won like a bunch of awards in like 2008 and 2009, and nobody knew who it was, but it turned out it was J.K. Rowling.
No way!
How fucking rad is that?
Wait, what?
She J.K. Rowling like. She had like an alias as Burial, who she made like experimental, like sort of like techno music, and like she was like underground about it. Like this is, you know, when Harry Potter was like its fucking peak. It was like 2009, you know. It was like so.
I'm a gutter whore. Call me.
Yeah, I guess some girl was at the show and like saw her and was like, "Yo, like you're J.K. Rowling," and the lady, J.K. was like,
"No,
you're fucking pilled up." Like,
that's insane.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. How crazy
is
that?
How fucking cool is that?
But seriously,
and
though.
Then she wrote another book recently, like a detective novel under like some alias as well. And then like people found out it was her book, and then they put J.K. Rowling on the cover instead.
Oh, that's fucked up.
It was some dude's name too. It was
everyone
like
thought she
really
was a dude
alias.
Until they found out she was a girl.
Wait, she wrote another book under a different alias?
Yeah.
Why? Well,
because that's just how she is, dude.
Bro, because
like,
think about it. Like,
dude, she has so much money, and she's, like, in the limelight all the time, and she wants to do, like, all this creative shit.
Yeah.
But if people know about it, like, they're going to be asking her questions about it.
I don't think it's that.
So the way she does it is she just fucking straight undercover, like, does this shit, and then later on, people find out that it was her, and she's just like, yeah, okay.
Nah, in my opinion, it's like this. Like, that's awesome. You get to a point where you're so famous that you don't know if they're buying it because they want to read it or just because of your name.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
She probably can see just her, like, someone like being like.
No, I agree, because I think that's how she is. Because, like, think about it. Like, she's exactly, a nice person to her fans and everything. She loves her fans and everything. Like, at the same time, her fans will buy no. Like, she
that's,
wants. To,
I think that's why she did Burial. Was
yeah,
because if
exactly.
she put her name on it, like,
I want to go watch J.K. Rowling, not because you're good, because you wrote the Harry Potter books.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't want that, like, kind of thing on, like. She doesn't want Harry. I think she doesn't want Harry Potter to be like.
Her.
Yeah, you know, she wants, like, to be, like, creative, like he's saying, like how Jabaka said. She wants to be creative, do other things, and not be considered, oh, you're that lady that wrote Harry Potter, like, you know, that kind of thing, you know? That's what I think, at least. Same thing with these, like, underground artists, like Lil Ugly Mane. I know you guys don't know who he is, but, like, he released, like, 5-6 insane mixtapes, bro. Like, insane. Really, really good shit. And then he's like, alright, you know, like, it's getting to a point where, like, what I say is, like, you know, I have to think about, like, how it affects other people, and, like, I don't want to be a negative influence on, like, you know, society and shit. So, like, I'm putting out 3 more albums. I'm putting out, like, a final album, a final box set, and that's all you're going to hear from me. Maybe I'll make more music in the future under a different alias. But for now, Lil Ugly Mane is dead. And I was like, what? Same thing with Death Grips. Death Grips are like, oh, we're at the best. That's it. We're done.
No idea.
But I think there's merit to doing that. You know, like, going out while you're on top. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like.
You think she'll write another book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think there's no way.
There's probably books already out that we don't know that are by her.
Because that little hint that they put in the.
No, yeah, I think you're talking about in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's for sure. They already caught out the spinoff Fantastic Beasts. I'm sure you've heard about that. And that's just going to be another fucking.
Well, it's going to be a movie spinoff. Like, there is, like, there's already, like, a book that she already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have
like,
is it good?
Ago.
It's not too long. It's just talks about
long. It's
good.
For,
like, animals. Yeah, it's
good. Yeah.
It's like a compendium of, like, animals in the.
Mythological. Oh, okay.
She released that, like, during, like, the third or fourth book.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Can I be honest with you guys? I've never read a Harry Potter book. I only took the AR test to get my 25 points I needed to pass.
I read, like, the
grade.
First 4, and then I just stopped.
No, I started reading it when it first came out, so every time they released one, I was, like, there opening.
Man, this is going to be a terrible thing to admit, but, like.
You don't know how to read?
Yeah.
Fucking knew it.
I just never learned at a young age, and after a certain point, you're just like, there's no point in learning now. No, but seriously, I wish I read more. Like, I'm not interested in reading. Like, it sounds as terrible as it sounds. I like reading,
fucking
like...
terrible person.
Fuck
you.
You
just don't know, like, good literature.
No, that's not even it. Like, I've read good books before. Like, I have read before. I just don't... I'm not inclined to read. Like, the thing I want to read the most, I can't find, except for Rate Price, which is Journey to the... Journey to the West or something like that. It's the movie about Monkey King. It's basically the story that Dragon Ball Z is based off of.
My brother has that book.
He has that book?
I have that book.
You have that book?
Yeah.
You didn't let me borrow, because I've been wanting to read that book so badly, yo. I even tried getting some books to, like, you know, kind of, like, catch my, like, you know, my interest and stuff. Like, I tried reading Dante's Inferno. Like, I was reading it.
Dude, Dante's Inferno is really bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it was written in Italian originally.
No, I know, and
it
was translated poorly.
All rhyming couplets. Yeah, so it's not even that it translates poorly; it's that it was originally a song. Like, it was a really long poem.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
So when you read it in English, it just
doesn't make sense.
It makes sense. Like, the story makes sense, but it is
just weird. Yeah.
It's like if you had someone explain a rap song to you, like, it wouldn't have the same impact as actually listening to the song.
That's the thing. Like, when I read the introduction, I was like, "This doesn't, like, seem that interesting." Like. Whenever I read a book, like, if you don't really catch me from the start, it's like with, like, TV shows, movies and stuff, I just, like, I don't really, like, I don't know. It's a bad thing, too. Like, I wish I was, you know, more persistent with that kind of things. But, like, for example, I also got a book by H.P. Lovecraft. It's, like, the H.P. Lovecraft, like, series. It's, like, a bunch of, that's in it. And I like the whole myth, the lore behind Cthulhu and stuff, so I was gonna read it, and I still haven't read it to this day. The last book I got pretty far in was this book called Slimed. It was like a
Goosebumps.
Wait,
book.
So what happened to your Lovecraft book?
It's at home.
You just haven't read any of them? How, what, it's all short stories?
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of the short stories that he's credited for, like, especially later on in his career, actually written by another guy who ended up carrying the on the Call of Cthulhu, like, mythos after H.P. Lovecraft died.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's one, it's like Amhotep or some shit. It's, like, about, like, an Egyptian god of the dead, like, who comes in, like, people's dreams and, like, I don't know, like, steals their souls and shit. But, like, the, what is it, Beyond the Mountains of Madness, like, that's
his best
probably
one.
My favorite.
Yeah.
H.P. Lovecraft story.
Like, I don't know, like, I really want to be, like, you don't understand, like, I do want to read and stuff, but, like, at the same time, I want to find, like I said, like,
usually
the
when I
East
pick up
or whatever,
a book, it's like
it
something
was.
That someone recommended me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I never.
The last book I read was like probably like a book that I read from my childhood. Like, fucking what? Like, I remember this book that really moved me. Like, when I was younger, it was called The Pig Man. That was a fucking great book, but that was like a fucking third grade book, fourth grade book. You know, like I haven't really picked up any literature.
Pig Man.
Yeah, Pig Man. Yeah, that's a good ass movie, bro. I mean, movie book. It was a really good book. And, like, of course, the stuff you're required to read, like fucking...
Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, like... Just like
so
bad. What's that other one? Not Catcher in the Rye. The other one.
Slaughterhouse 5? I fucking love that shit.
What?
Kurt Vonnegut?
No, bro. Slaughterhouse 5. I'm talking about fucking... what's the fucking book?
What's the one that came out recently?
The book with Boo Radley or whatever.
Oh, fucking... To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird. It was a good book, too. It wasn't bad. Like, it gets boring as fuck at some points. Of Mice and Men.
That was a good book. Like, that shit, like, broke my heart.
That nigga fucked that nigga up.
Yeah, bro.
The Crucible. I actually liked The Crucible. Wasn't that bad. Macbeth was boringer than hell, bro.
Boringer.
Oh, my goodness. Boringer.
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 Boringer?
Fuck you, Shakespeare.
Yes. Boringer?
No shout-outs to Shakespeare.
No, come on. Shakespeare can follow us on Twitter, though.
Yeah, Shakespeare. All right, follow
Shakespeare
on
Twitter.
Look it up.
Dude, Walt Whitman followed me on Twitter the other day.
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, man. I was.
Like, I thought you were dead like 300 years ago, but here you are. Like,
damn, son.
I think he
That's
is
crazy.
Yeah, well, he is.
Shakespeare.
I don't know.
He's on Twitter. He has almost 400,000 followers. Surprisingly.
Oh, yeah, they cloned it. They have a holiday.
The modern day Globe Theater.
He's not as, you know, popular as he once was.
But yeah, just to finish it off, I mean, if any of you regular podcasters have any books to recommend, look it up.
No, I'll give you some books to read, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good ass books.
I need Journey to the
We
to
need
the,
oh, I need to set up the email accounts for all of us.
Journey to the West.
We need an email
PayPal
account
accounts
for
donate. I mean people to give
Same
us good admissions.
No, I'll give
stuff.
You
Same
I'll give
stuff.
You like Smoke and Mirrors. This is a Neil Gaiman like short story compendium. There's a lot of really good stories in there. There's actually one that's really fucking cool. It's called Snow Glass Apples. And it's like a retelling of like the Snow White story, and it's from
the perspective, right?
Of the queen.
Yeah.
And like Snow White's a vampire, and the prince that saves her is like a necrophiliac.
Shit.
Like, it's really fucked up.
That's
but,
insane.
Like, yeah.
I will say something.
I would give you and recommend you some books, but like, I don't like letting people borrow books because
they fuck them up.
Well, that and well, yeah, I'm like.
I hate
insanely,
I don't like people
like,
touching my stuff.
Like, I don't like. First of all, you bend my book, the raw fucking
yeah,
put your ass down. No, it's not even that. You don't. They don't read it. They don't read it. That's even worse. Like,
yeah, that is pretty
give
bad.
Give me my book back.
I'm not gonna read
in
it
in good condition, but at least you have read the fucking book.
Dude, right? If I ask someone if I'm gonna borrow one of their books, like I'm going home to read it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, hey, let me borrow that book and just let it sit on my fucking.
It sounds like it sounds dumb. Like, I feel like. There's so much to already do in the day, I like, and it sounds dumb because, like, I know I'll have free time, but, like, I just don't have, like, the free time, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to sit there and be like, all right, time to read a book.
Free time? What the fuck do you do?
So I work. I have fucking school coming up. That's what I'm saying, though.
Bro,
I'm
just trying to think of so many things.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, when I do have free time, like, I just, like...
Just
I don't
you
think
don't read,
I don't look at a like, book like
you,
I don't look at a book. I'm like,
you
know
look
what?
At it and you're like, fuck that
fuck
shit.
All my technology
video games,
and
right?
Entertainment
yeah.
I have. It sucks.
You
it's
jerk off on the internet.
It's bad to say, but yeah. I mean, like, that's the truth. Like, I look at my Xbox and I'm like, I could just. I think I like visual, like, you know.
Well,
this
is what separates
not
like,
reading
us from like
from retarded
from like
yeah.
People
okay,
and
cool.
Stuff like that.
That's sick. But I like reading online, like, you know, like. like stuff online. I don't like reading books. I'm like sitting
there
and like
video game articles online.
Not even, bro.
And you
like,
post on the podcast Beyond Forms
that you invited me to.
Yeah, that's all as much reading as you do.
No, that's not true. I like to do research and like, you know, I don't really want to get into it because it's going to like sound like dumb, but like, you know, spiritual things, you know, psychology and stuff like that. But like books, like if I want to like get captivated by something, I'd rather just like watch
a
movie.
Dude, books are for losers, bro.
Yeah, who reads these days?
Yeah, honestly.
I read all the time. What are you talking about?
If I give you I could give you a really good book. Tell me like what you're in the mood for and I'll find something decent for you like within my library.
For you, bro.
You got to read it though, bro.
I'm in the mood for you.
Who isn't?
True. Nah, but yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you live with me.
So. If I could like change something in my life, it'd be that I could read more. But and I can do that myself. I can change that myself. But
I just read before I go to bed usually. Just like 30 minutes before you go to bed.
It
helps you fall asleep.
That's the thing. I can't. Like I'll start reading and I'll fall asleep too quick to even like get into it. You know what I mean?
But I mean,
really, like, I'm fucking three sentences a night.
Or you just keep, you know,
that
peeling man.
Bro, it's a
being
book.
Brazilian.
It's not going. It's not going anywhere. It's a fucking book. You just keep reading where you left off.
Okay, this is what I was going to say. Like, I'm more into, like, poetry, if that sounds like, I don't know. Like, I like reading poetry more than actual books.
Like, what kind of poets?
When I was taking the drug test for Bogarts, like, the guy, like, next to me was just, like... So he's like a professional poet, and I was just like, I thought about that. Like, who makes money off of just being strictly a professional poet? Or poet, sorry.
Huh?
Nobody.
I'm trying to think of the next guy who wrote Oranges.
A job listing that is no longer valid anymore.
I mean,
you know the guy
1645.
Who wrote Oranges? I can't remember his name. It's like Gary. I don't know, man. Like he goes to the store to buy like more. Like he ends up like buying like a beret or something for his girl. Or you never read that before? I don't know. I like a lot of original like poems that I read on like Tumblr and shit too. Like a lot of people have like
pictures.
GIFs. Yes, pictures in a fucking poem.
Very little words. I do like nano fiction a lot. Like if you ever see like my Twitter after dark hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Like nanofiction is like writing a short story in like less than 250 words.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like, you know, like people have like
as little as
the
creativity
wanna, like,
that I lack.
Say the most you can
with
as
least you
can. I think who was it? I think Ernest Hemingway started doing this years ago, and like his story was like the last man on the planet.
Yeah.
Sat in his room, here to knock on the door.
That's it. That's fucking scary, bro.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
But I mean, I like the idea. You know, like it's because you have to like have a setting, you have to have characters, like there has to be like an emotion, but you have to do it all in like such a short.
I like that
you know,
too. Yeah.
Period of space.
And also, like stories told through like video games, movies, like Guacamelee, for example, bro. That's a good ass like.
The story in Guacamelee, Oscar.
Hey,
winning.
Listen. Fuck you, okay? How about that shit?
But yeah.
Asshole.
Check out, when you go on Facebook, just check out the Facebook After Dark hashtag. It's probably, like, mostly all me. Like,
I have creepypastas, too. Creepypastas are cool. Not shitty ones, but...
I mean, I don't know, dude, because, like, with horror stories, well, with creepypasta, I think a lot of the times they, like, pass it off as, like, this is a real, like, ghost story.
Yeah, which is dumb. Especially when it's, like, over-exaggerated as fuck, and you're like, yeah, that definitely happened.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah.
Like, Scuba Suicide, I could believe that happened, even though I'm pretty sure it didn't. I could believe it, you know? Like, they make it pretty, like, reputable, you know, case behind it and everything. Like, the guy is a fucking ex... fucking... what's it called? Or was an intern at Nickelodeon, you know? Like, if you're a good-ass creepypasta writer, there's some really good creepypastas. There's this guy go on YouTube, no names, but he reads creepypastas and plays video games while he does it or whatever. And, like, man, I get sucked into these videos sometimes, bro. Like, I watched, like... 13 of them at once. The best one I ever wrote was called The Strangest Security Tape Ever. I gotta show you guys that creepypasta. It's insane. Let me just go through a quick run through. It's basically there's a guy who works at a gas station convenience store slash whatever, and then like there's a new guy who comes in and he's kind of weird. Like he gets a weird vibe from him, but everything seems normal. And the next few days he just starts acting weird and like a bunch of shit starts going missing from the gas station, like oil or something. And they're like, what the fuck? And they start watching the videotapes and they see like creepy ass shit that the guy does and stuff. And then, like, it ends, like... I'm not going to ruin the ending. I want to show it to you guys.
Wait, what? Just tell us.
Who is
this guy? Johnny Segment? Just continue all right,
the
thing.
And like at the end of the video, at the end of the creepypasta, they're watching the video and it starts all, and he's like, oh yeah. And then some random guy came into my job today. He's like trying to get a job. And then it just starts all over. Like, it's the weirdest fucking thing. When I read it, I was like,
what the fuck just happened?
Creepypasta is like.
Creepypasta?
Yeah. It comes from the word
like,
copypasta.
Have you ever heard copypasta?
No.
It's like that story that I was showing you guys. The guy was like the demonic voice or whatever. That's a copypasta.
Oh, like that. The top 10 things that we watched last night.
Yeah.
Those stories, they talk
about the Squidward suicide and that shit. That video they put on.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta show you the strangest security tape. Like, seriously.
And
it's
it had like
the, best...
the Slender Man or whatever.
Yeah, it's all things. It's all creepypasta.
Internet stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Copypasta was just like regular stories, and like people made crazy stories and they named it creepypasta just to be edgy and unique.
Go on. I don't even remember. Go on.
There's actually like a, I think I can't remember what the hashtag is. It's like V. V or some shit on Twitter. Oh no,
Tumblr.
VSS. It's VSS on Twitter. And it's like very short stories. Mm. And it's like just people using Twitter. So I guess it's 250 characters or less.
It's 140.
140 characters or less to,
that's
to
crazy.
Tell stories. Yes.
Because I can barely even like get a complete sentence out in 140. The thing is fucking writing stories.
Speaking of little weird, creepy things, have you ever heard of like the Number Channel?
Yeah.
Like those like weird radio stations that are like
they have those in Fallout too, you know that? Like
Fallout
Easter egg or whatever. But like it's weird though, like the ones you hear in Fallout are like,
well, I'm sure in Fallout it's like really
no, but it's like it's like it was like they were saying like it was predicting things. Like when it came out, like it predicted a date and a number, and like soon after, like the Japan earthquake or something came on that day and it had the same number of casualties. Alright, watch the video and you'll see what I'm saying. Watch the video, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bethesda was responsible for the tsunami in Japan.
No, that's exactly what I was saying, regular podcast. If you didn't understand that, Bethesda was the reason behind the Japan earthquake.
Bethesda,
that's what I was trying to
Bethesda
get at.
Bethesda clearly was.
In case you didn't understand
there's
that.
There's lots of shit like that, though, like the Simpsons predicting 9/11 and
yeah.
shit. Like,
it's lucky. It's coincidence.
It's just chance.
I agree with that, because like, there's an episode where like, they said that Simpsons... predicted the Super Bowl for last year.
It's like the same.
You pick two teams. Eventually, they're gonna go to the fucking
only
Super Bowl.
Fucking teams.
What the fuck? But go ahead.
I don't know. It's like the same little things that people like to pick apart when, like the Batman, the third movie, like when the guy shot up the movie theater, and then like
Sandy Hook.
Like they'll pick anything apart, dude. Like. Like,
but it was kind of weird how
like,
Sandy Hook...
it was Theater 12, and if you look in the Batman trailer, that one scene where the football player, he has number 12 on his fucking jersey.
That's far-fetched. But I'm saying, like, it's kind of weird how they had Sandy Hook circled, like, in the fucking map.
Wait, what?
In the third movie, like, there's a scene where, like, scrolls over a map, and Sandy Hook, the place where the Connecticut shooting was or whatever, where they kill the kids... whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
I doubt that.
In the Batman movie?
Yes.
I doubt that.
Look it up right now.
Look it up, dude.
Alright, well, fine. If it's there, then what? What does that prove?
It's just weird. Because it happened...
they have Sandy Hook.
It happened
things.
Before it. The thing happened,
yeah.
too. Which is weird. Why they circle... it like it's like a brief... like he's going over the map. Like they're looking at the map or whatever in the city. And like, he goes over it and like everything is blank except a big red circle around Sandy Hook. It's fucking weird, bro. Come on. And people... I've seen videos where... kids that were shot in Sandy Hook were in other places.
Oh, like
Obama's
God.
Lap or some shit.
Oh, like what are they called? Crisis actors?
Yeah.
It's like there's an idea that they... well, I mean, it's not an idea. It's actually
it's called it's called
fact.
False flag.
They're called false flags. The U.S. government's done it a few times, like notably in our history. Like Pearl Harbor was a false flag. Like we knew the Japanese were going to attack us. We knew they were on the ropes. Like they had no like. You know, they had very little ammunition. Like, that's why they had kamikaze pilots, is because they didn't have any fucking bombs or, guns and shit. So, like, they were like, on the brink of collapsing anyway. And the only reason they were allied with Germany was to protect themselves from the Russians. So, we knew that Japan really didn't pose a threat, and we could have stopped their assault on us before it happened.
It's the same thing with 9/11.
Yeah, we wanted a justification to go to war with them, and we had the A-bomb up our sleeve, and they didn't know we had that, and we were like, oh, well, if the Japanese bomb us, well, now we can fucking roast their city, so we can test this weapon on them.
and scare the rest of the country, the world.
Yeah.
What you were getting to the point of.
They did it for, allegedly 9/11.
The Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon.
They knew someone was going to.
Everyone, they were saying, like, weird shit to the people. Like, oh, everyone prepare to be, like, evacuated shortly or something. And, like, 10 minutes later, this thing goes off. And, like, there's this crazy ass picture
really
set,
bro. I mean, yeah. I'm not really into, like, a lot of, like, conspiracy shit. Like, I don't believe in, like, Illuminati and shit like that. But I think our government does a lot of shady shit to get things that they want done. And, like, they want gun control. They want gun control really badly.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, every other weekend, it's, like, the new story in the news is, like...
But it's, like, and another thing, too... All right, put it this way. If... Let's say that Sandy Hook thing was... That was circled in the Batman movie. That's almost, like, a warning.
Exactly. That's what I think.
Not like... Haha, we did it. Like, because obviously you don't want that shit going out there. So
exactly.
Obviously, I'm going to look that up.
Just look it up right now. Just look up Sandy Hook Batman and you'll find it. It's the first thing.
Yeah,
it also has Aurora circled or some shit like that, like somewhere else, like where was the shooting or whatever. It's like weird. It's like really sketchy. Yeah, but. And did you guys ever see the video of the guy in court who got arrested for the Aurora shootings?
No.
It's fucking weird, bro. You should watch it.
Dude, when that shit first happened, they released two different mugshots of it.
Yeah.
The first one, it was, like, regular.
Yeah, you heard about that?
The second one, he had, like,
orange
hair.
Yeah, it was weird. But, yeah, look up. You see it?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And
that's not weird at all? Come on now, son. That's a shitty-ass picture.
Bro. And not only that, but that orange hair one, that's a fucking stock photo, bro. Like, that shit's been showing up on Facebook for, like, a long-ass time in advertising.
Like, it's just a fucking regular mugshot photo. Like, it's like a stock. Like stock photos are, like, photos they just use, like, in general. Like, they just take random stock photos and just use it. Kind of like, yeah, see, look. And Aurora, yeah, see?
It's not Circle. It's just a name that's on a map.
No, I don't know. There was something else too. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was more than that. It wasn't just
Either way, whether or not it's in the Batman movie, I'm just saying, like, the government is known to do shit like that to get what they want done. Like, there was a story recently, well, I guess it was about a year or two ago, when Occupy Wall Street was, like, really big.
Yeah.
Like, they had an Occupy movement in Ohio, and, like, what the government does is they send, like, these moles, basically. They're, like, people who are, like, oh, like, I'm all about the Occupy movement, and then they just spy on everyone who's in the organization.
Yeah.
But they had, I think it was, like, the CIA, no, the FBI.
Ouch.
They infiltrated this, like, Occupy group who were all, like, peaceful protesters, and, like, the guy kept, like, trying to get them to, like, blow up a bridge with a bomb. And they kept being like, dude, like, this guy's fucking crazy, like, get him away from us. And, like, he kept, you know, being around and trying to, like, encourage them to do that shit. And eventually, like, they went to the protest, and the dude, the FBI agent, put a fucking bomb in the car. And then they went to the protest, and then when they showed up, like, a bunch of FBI agents came out of everywhere and were like, yo, get out of the car. And they searched the car, and sure enough, they found a fucking bomb. But it was like, yo, like, the entire time, it's the government doing this, like... It wasn't the kids had an idea, like, they're gonna blow up a fucking bridge, like...
Well, for everyone listening, wait, I'm trying to look it up. Is it called the number channel, or is it the number station?
Yeah, it's the number station.
I don't know what you're talking about, what that is.
It's, like, a weird, like, frequency you can get on radio numbers, and, like, it's, like...
Certain radios.
7, 18,
there'll be, like, really weird, like, 13. Things that... And this is, like, a real thing, like, there's, like... They think it's, like, for a...
Oh, the, it's,
like,
it's
a spy,
like,
thing.
They thought it was, like, an old Russian, like,
yeah, exactly.
But there's, like, there's a bunch of them. Well,
but it's,
there's
it
like,
keeps going. Like, it's still happening
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
And it's sending out, like,
secret messages.
And they think it's, like, for, like, spies that are, like, in other countries and stuff like that trying to pick up stuff. Because, like, it'll, like, play, like, a weird static, and then you'll just... It's so creepy. You'll hear, like, little, like, jingles and, like old like music box like playing in the background, and you hear like a little doll singing like mama ma, like it'll just say, like and,
look it up.
But here's the thing though, it would only play for like throughout all the whole year, and then like throughout certain times in the month, and like certain they'll just weird little messages will just come across, and who knows what they mean. So I'm trying to look it up.
Have you heard of like the bloop?
Bloop?
Yeah, it was like they would sound. No, it was like a sound they recorded on like these sonar devices.
But underwater,
in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that. And I knew it was like, in space for the underwater.
They said it has like this sound signature of like an actual animal, but if it were an animal, like the size would be like of like the most fucking epic proportions, like bigger than like any dinosaur that ever existed. Like it would have been like the.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what's underwater, bro.
Yeah, bro, fuck that.
Yeah, like a bunch of like fish.
Okay.
No, there could be like
there's you know there's places underwater we haven't been, right?
Yeah.
Because it's too deep.
Well, yeah, clearly. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's stuff down there that we don't know if it's.
That I don't want to see.
But you know what's funny? Like, this is stupid of me, but quite hilarious. I came home one day. It was a little bit after I started working at Tansy. My mom's like, Jack, they discovered mermaids. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Fuck out here. I walk into my room. And she like follows me in my room. She's like, Jack, no. They discovered mermaids. Look. And she brings me into the room. And then there's like this, and it looks like a
mockumentary.
No, it's not even just a mockumentary. It's like a news station. And it's like the things are flashing. And then they're like showing the pictures. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
What? Like, I didn't know what it was.
It's on the Discovery Channel, right?
I didn't know it was on the Discovery. Well, yeah, I didn't know it was on the Discovery. That was like on Fox News or some shit.
Could you imagine?
And I have like my phone out, and I'm immediately like texting Josh. I'm like, dude, they discovered.
Stupid ass.
Bro,
you know that fairies and leprechauns are real too?
There was like a big ass like hashtag event for it. It was like mermaids are real, and like they released like it was a mockumentary, but
it tricked a lot.
It wasn't until the end of the documentary that it was like, hey, like this isn't real, you know?
Yeah.
But like there were so many motherfuckers. Like I was at Manny's house with Marcus and like Johnny and all of those kids, and like they were like, dude, like mermaids are real, and I'm like, no, bro, like this is a mockumentary. And they're like, what's a mockumentary?
Mermaids are real.
Like
I fell for it for like the first like 10-15 minutes, and I was like, wait, what is this on? Because Josh is like, dude, what's it on? Like I want to see this, and I'm like, hold on, and I'm like
Discovery Channel.
What is this show? Fuck. And then I Googled the name of the show, and then yeah, so.
Hold on, Lady of Metropolis. What do you think about mermaids? Don't lie, you know something that we don't know.
Mermaids are not real, just like Santa Claus.
Hey, she could be a mermaid and you don't even know it. She could be lying.
What are other things that are on the list of things that are not real?
Santa is real,
God.
Dick. And shut up. Santa is fucking real. Okay, and the Easter Bunny's real too. I've seen it with my eyes.
Biggest disappointment.
Santa Claus,
I opened my door one
Santa
time.
Claus
my parents.
Is pagan, bro.
Yo.
If you believe in Santa, you're probably going to hell.
Fuck you. Hey, I remember one time during Easter, like my parents, I don't know how the fuck they planned this, but like there was a knock at the door and I was like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, go open the door. And I was like, okay. And like I opened it. And, like, this was immediately after a knock. No one could have ran downstairs in the time that I opened that door. I opened the door. There's, like, a big light blue flash in my face. I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked down, and there's, like, two baskets. And I was like, that's some trippy shit. I mean, I was, like, 9, but still. It's trippy, bro. Easter Bunny's real. Hey, Easter Bunny, if you're listening, which I know you are, so just follow me on Twitter at Buster_Hyman.
Cool.
H-I-M-E-N.
Does the Easter Bunny have a Twitter?
He probably does.
Easter Bunny, is he? I wonder if he's verified.
Old Saint mark. Nick. Bro, I want some Taco Bell like a motherfucker right now. Ooh.
Well, we pretty much killed off the Edgar Report. We've been going off for a while. I wanted to hit the hour mark, so at least.
Dude, I wanted to talk shit about fucking Dark Souls.
Speaking of which.
We'll do that. Alright, so let's die out the Edgar Report and we'll get into our little segments. There's no debating if you're in and out of sync, then you're not in my operation. I'm a smooth operator, I'm smooth, I got flavor. Yo, I'm homegirl, don't fuck with my paper. Too damn big, I don't even need to chase ya. I used to be in love, but I replaced it with success. Dedicate this to the girl who put a hole inside my chest.
And
we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to regular podcast. We have important news to talk about. I'll start it off. Couple things. First of all, we beat Dark Souls. Within the last time we recorded episode 8? 7? Fuck. Whatever number an episode this is, god damn it. And I am the leader of this? This is terrible. Buster, explain to the listeners what happened.
So, my man Jack over here stuck his dick in the PS3 power slot and now it doesn't turn on anymore.
Basically corrupting the Dark Souls file that Johnny Baca has spent probably about 100 hours on right now.
And like,
well, the game was quit out, so if the PlayStation turns back on, the file won't be corrupt.
But that's the thing. When you get a yellow light, like, you have to, like, erase the hard drive and everything. And, like, you have to, like, just basically completely redo your whole PS3. So, yeah, your fucking shit's fucked. So you spent all that time doing all that shit basically for nothing. Shut the fuck up, you don't care. You're about to cry earlier.
First of all,
it doesn't bother him.
We're just fine.
I've mastered the game.
He started that. Like, the PS3 didn't break. If it did.
You're so dumb. You're supposed to wait till he explains about, like, how he was going to do all this.
He's not even that affected by it. If it was, like, when it was earlier, that's why we should have waited till now to be able to tell him.
That's true.
But no, the PS3 is fine. He was just fucking with you earlier. And we decided to segue this into the podcast.
I would have KO'd your ass.
Hey, but don't you feel like 300 times better now?
No, I felt good before. I would have just played through the fucking game again. It's not hard.
But he said happened.
He said first of all, if that happened, I would be pissed.
He would not let you play it anymore. He said
I wouldn't have even wanted to look at the game ever again.
Bro, I would have beat it like again and again and again. The game is so easy now. Like, I fucking blow through that shit.
I just want that platinum.
How fast have I cleared? Have I gone through a new game?
I know. I just want the platinum.
Doesn't it get harder every time you play a new game?
Yeah, no, it's the enemies get stronger, but
regular podcast brought to you by
Pabst
Blue Ribbon Beer, the shittiest
Pabst
beer
Blue
that
Ribbon.
We were able to afford a short notice.
Shout out to Balling on a Budget. Shout out
champagne taste on a beer budget.
To Pabst Blue Ribbon, the water of beer.
Not say that shit.
No, Dark Souls though. We are pretty close to the platinum. We're at 62%.
Yeah, dude. The first time I beat the game, like it. I mean, it was hard. It took like probably like 30 hours, but it was actually my second run through because the first time I got to like.
Didn't it corrupt?
The second to last boss, and my data got corrupted. So I started over, and I crushed that shit, and like.
I remember I woke up. And I was like
I
was zombie,
like
walking in the bathroom, and you're like, yo, he was playing the game. He's like, yo, bro, the data corrupted. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. That'd start all over. And I was like, I just stood there for like a second before I even walked into the bathroom and didn't say anything. And I was just like,
trying to process
I hadn't even
it.
Been putting as much hours in the game as he has. Fucking.
Baka's a fucking soldier, bro. Does she know what that shit
I'm
phase
so
is?
Fucking good at the game now. Like, it's like, I'd like
to. Alright, beat it with just a punch. With just punch.
I could beat it with fists.
Alright, go ahead.
There's equipment in the game that you can put on
no,
your fist.
No, just your fist.
I could do that.
No equipment.
No,
just your fist.
No, you couldn't.
Become one of those savages or whatever their name is. Throw away the club and just play
platinum,
the game like that.
Or you could, beat the game, yeah, with just your fist. Yeah,
yeah, but I could have platinum it. Yeah.
I want to see you beat the game with only your fist. I don't believe that shit. There's
no
way.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, yeah.
There's no way. When you get to that boss, the two guys, the fat one and the tall one, there's no way in hell you're going to beat that with just your fists. There's no way in hell. I'm sorry.
Dude, I beat Smog and Ornstein on my first shot. All
right, with fists? With just your fists?
No, I was using a staff. All
right then, bro.
But they weren't. That was, all
right then, bro.
They weren't even one of the hardest bosses in the game. Like,
listen, I look like Fabu, okay? So.
None of the bosses are even hard. Even, like,
the second one once we get it. I'm gonna platinum the second one.
Yeah. Gwyn, Lord of Cinder is, like, the main boss, like, the final boss of the game.
He's not hard.
Well, I mean, like, the first three or four times I went in there, he just straight bodied me, but then I realized you could parry his attacks. Like the fifth time I went there, he didn't hit me one time.
Who's like that skeleton guy? Who's like a bunch of skeletons.
Grave Lord Nito.
Isn't he like the hardest guy in the game?
No.
Dark Souls, if you didn't know, arguably one of the hardest games ever made.
She platinumed it already.
Because I went through the game the first time and I did a sorcerer build, like the shit is just so fucking easy. Because now like when you restart and go to New Game Plus, it doesn't reset your stats.
Yeah,
so I'm like
yeah.
Soul level like 112 now.
So is it like scale
so,
to your level or does it
no,
just get harder
it,
regardless?
The enemies get more life, but I mean their attack patterns don't change or anything.
Yeah, I know
it
that.
Just takes longer to kill them. But
do they kill you easier? Yeah. Do they kill you easier?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
do more
damage.
Yeah.
But you get to keep all your equipment from the game before. So I mean when I restarted it, like it was like I fucking have been blowing through it. Like I went, I think I did New Game Plus yesterday, and like if we weren't doing a podcast tonight, I would be finishing the game like right now.
Another thing too is Travis played during Thunderstorms, as you saw earlier.
Yeah, dude. He was playing Batman
and fucking Thunderstorm cut the game off on me. Like
that
sucks
twice. Dick.
Yeah. Fucking shit. I know that game's gonna get corrupted. I'm not too far into it where it would bother me, but like if anything happens to that Dark Souls thing, I'm gonna go to my parents' house tomorrow to sync the trophies because I can't sync it via my phone because goddamn
it always stops at 11%. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the game though. It's so much fun now. Like
do you keep playing the sorcerer or do you switch it over?
Well, when you restart the game, right? You keep leveling up so you can use your points in other shit. So now like I'm a badass warrior, but I'm also a sorcerer too.
Yeah, that's sick.
So it's like it's kind of like multi-classing in other games.
No, yeah.
For this song.
But yeah, like I wear like heavy ass armor, like I fucking have like a big ass greatsword, and I switch to like a staff, and like I have like all the most insanely powerful spells.
How that dumbass Hydra? Do you have a problem with that still?
No, I body. There's another Hydra that I actually just beat, and this one can actually like. There's a place called the Great Hollow.
There's places
like
that you don't go to just following the main storyline, right? There's places
yeah,
like you have
it's
to
all,
go like.
It's like optional. Like
really?
I didn't even
know what the storyline is in that game, dude.
I accidentally found it. Just chopping at a wall and having to be in a different wall. And, like, so I went down there and, like, there's, like, this, it's, like, flat sand, sort of like, you know, like the sand they have on the west coast of Florida.
Yeah.
I never seen more of, like, a love-hate relationship than, like, Dark Souls and this guy. Like, this guy's, like, he's yelling when the game's, like, woken me up. And then, like, he'll come up to me, like, a few hours later, he's like, bro, I just, like, beat this boss, and I got, like, this weapon, and, like, he's, like, so excited, he's, like, looking on his phone.
I mean, that it's
stuff.
A lot of fun because it's rewarding. You
30
know?
Minute, 30
it's not like about Guacamelee.
30 minutes later, he's just like, why the fuck did you bring this game into my house?
Hell yeah, bitch.
But, I mean, yeah, the second Hydra that you fight, it literally fucking jumps out of the water. And, like, it can swim around, like,
did
it goes underwater.
It?
Yeah, I bought it.
Wait, you beat every boss in the game?
Within the waterfall?
No, it's, like, at the base of, like, this giant fucking tree, but it's, like, there's, like, water everywhere, and there's just, like, a little sand path, and you're stuck on the sand path, and the Hydra, like, jumps around and, like,
you know what the hardest game I think I've ever played was Shinobi on the PS2.
Really?
Yeah. That game was ridiculous.
Actually, no, I'm thinking
I could probably go through that game now.
If you, like...
I always wanted to play that one.
Of, like, all games, like, I would say probably the Ninja Turtles game on NES or...
Nah, Battletoads.
Battletoads is easy if you memorize a pattern, bro.
I'm kind of play Battletoads, but I always hear it's the hardest game.
No, there's like the third level on Battletoads.
That's
like,
stupid.
Yeah, you're on the carts, but once you memorize the pattern, like it takes a long time to memorize the shit.
Yeah.
You have to keep restarting
over
the whole game. So.
Like Animaniacs had something like that. It was like a rip off of that map. Like you know, not a rip off. Like,
Animaniacs.
You know, like,
oh,
in allusion to
that. So great.
It was. And, like, it was the same thing. Like, you have to, like, go up and down and not try to hit the thing. And, like, I'd keep hitting it. And I'm like, all right, I'm done with this game. No more. Not Animaniacs, was it? Yeah, it was.
But that was when I was, like, little, like, 5 or 6, you know
yeah,
what I
exactly.
mean? And, like, I wasn't, like, good at video games. But I've gone back and I've tried to play the Ninja Turtles video game. And I still, to this day, like, when I was younger, I could get past, like, the dam level. And now I can't. I just fucking can't, bro. It's too hard.
Hard
but it's only hard because it's Nintendo, so like the control scheme is really shitty.
No, yeah.
And like the sprites aren't good, so like the hit detection sucks. So you could even be swimming next to like these electric plants, and they still fucking kill you in one shot. So.
Yeah.
You have 4 turtles, so
I didn't want to try Battletoads. I've never played Battletoads.
Battletoads is a lot of fun, dude. Especially if you're playing with 2 people.
Wasn't like 4 players, but they didn't have 4 slots.
You could do 4 slots. They had like an adapter.
A multi tab or whatever, like what they had for the PS2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hardest game for me ever. Fuck.
Shinobi, dude. I remember there was this one boss in Shinobi. It kind of reminded me about the boss that you told me the other day, where you're in like this corridor and he's blind, right? But the whole corridor, except for like. Where you start off in the beginning and then like at the end there's everywhere is covered with water except for like the 2 pillars and the swordsman that you're fighting is blind, so every time you step on the water he just within like 40 seconds no like 0.40th of a second like he just fires like 100 like he'll swing a sword and like these beams will come at you and then like if 2 of them touch you you're dead.
Oh,
and you have to get to the other side. But in Shinobi, you could climb on the walls, but the walls have like these lasers that keep going like off randomly that you don't know how to control or be able to determine its pattern. And if it touches you, you fall in the water, he kills you, and you basically have to like destroy the
lasers.
The lasers, because to be able to build enough power within your sword, because if the more enemies you kill without getting hit, the stronger your sword is. If you get your sword like to the max, like you could like do like a quarter of his like health chunk within like one or two swings, and you have to kill him that way. And it took me and my brother probably like 3 months, like try to play the game again, quit. We couldn't beat the guy, and just come back months later, weeks later, trying to beat this guy. Couldn't do it. So Shinobi. PS2, fuck that game.
I remember the first time I played through Ocarina of Time, when I was in the water temple, I guess I used like keys in the wrong sort of way, and I made the game impossible to finish. And like I didn't know it was impossible to finish, like I didn't have a guide or anything, and this was like AOL like 5.0 was out, you know what I mean? So, like there was barely any websites online to like check it out, like cheatcc.com maybe, and like so I mean game I was just stuck in the fucking water temple for like 4 months, and I went out to California to visit my cousin, and he had like the guide, and like I figured out.
First of all, that's my favorite temple in Ocarina of Time because it was the hardest. Yeah, it was the hardest. And then after the first time I played through it, I was like, man, this is kind of tricky. But I figured it out really quickly. Like, I felt like everyone's like, oh, that's the hardest one. It was kind of tricky, but my favorite one and, like, the most overrated as far as, like, it being, like, difficult.
I didn't like it, just because it was, like, tedious.
But is the kid or the adult? I don't remember.
Yeah, you have to be an adult because you have iron boots and shit.
Because I beat the one where you're, like, Ocarina of Time. I'm pretty sure you're a kid when you do it, though.
No. Since we're on the water temple, you're an adult. Like you, when you're a kid, you go get like these three things: one from the Zoro, one from the
worst temple in that game was the first water temple when you're a kid.
That's
like,
what I'm talking
about.
You're
inside of
the Zoro
fish.
Temple.
Yeah.
I beat that. That was easy.
Hated that one.
No, I think the
hardest
one. It
was just a pain
one,
in the ass to run back and forth, but
dude, I got paid to beat that game.
The Shadow Temple, dude. I hated that shit.
When I was in like
why.
When I was in fifth grade,
can you beat this game for me?
I beat like Ocarina of Time within like I could beat that game in like 4-6 hours. Not even
6 hours.
Yeah,
Ocarina
like,
of Time.
Yeah,
I will take that wager.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
$30.
I'll take. Wait, right. 6 hours?
6 hours.
Yeah, I'll do it.
To beat Ocarina of Time.
Yes. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Hell yeah. Anyways,
what? I think he's underestimating. I don't think he remembers like.
Yeah, dude. I've gone through
speed
that game.
Speedrunners, like fastest time.
I've done that
time.
Shit in like 19 hours, bro. And that was like my fastest time. There's
What's
no
the
way
quickest speedrunner
in
that game?
Speedrun's like 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Of Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, there's a bunch of glitches and shit you can get past.
No. Without glitches, I think the speedrun of that game is probably not
an hour and 21 minutes or something like that.
6 hours. I can do that game. Not even joking.
I
beat that game so many times, dude. Even recently.
There's
been times where I go in and out of playing that game. Like when it came out on the 3DS again, I was like beat it like a bunch of times. I ran through
it.
Hold on. There was this kid in fifth grade. I told him I beat the game a bunch of times. Right? I just said beat the game. And he couldn't. He was dumb. I guess he couldn't figure out any of the puzzles in the game or whatever. And then he's just like, yeah, just come over and, like play the game. And then, like, eventually, like, he's like, I'll give you $50 if you just finish my save file. I don't know why. He just wanted me to. He couldn't see that. I guess, I don't know, he couldn't figure out how to get through the game. I knew how to get through the game. He wanted just to see it. So, yeah, he paid me $50 and he watched the whole time. I played through, Ocarina of Time for him.
It's so dumb. Hey, can you beat this game that literally has no reason to beat it for? Like, I don't get achievements or anything. I just want to have that save file.
I don't know.
I bet you he looks back at that now. He's like, "What the fuck was I thinking?"
Hmm. Anyways, yeah, your segue.
Hardest game? It's not the hardest, but like I had like a little difficulty with. Just think to get the right ending I wanted was probably Silent Hill 2. That was a pain in the ass, especially the last boss fight. Like the predicament they leave you in came with no ammo. No life.
Is that like survival horror?
Silent Hill?
Yeah.
The game's amazing. I do not know what the fuck Silent Hill is.
What?
The game's amazing.
What kind of game is it?
Yeah, it's like survival horror, kind of.
Yeah, that's not really my thing.
Like, dude, like, it's comparable to Resident Evil.
So no, I mean, I like...
What game?
I played Resident Evil, like, 1 and 2 on the PlayStation, but, like, I stopped playing it after that. But it's, like, it goes back to, like, I just don't give a shit about, like...
I liked Resident Evil 4. I love all the Resident Evils up until 4, and then 5 came out.
I liked it.
And then they changed it from what the original vision was because of the whole racist thing. Like, I just... And it was more of, like, an action game.
I didn't mind it because it was well done, so...
No, it wasn't a bad game by any means, but, like...
I just don't get why Chris be punching boulders. That shit don't make sense. In the last boss fight,
Chris
punch
be
boulders.
Punching boulders.
That's the fucking quote of the year. I'm serious, bro. He, like, you run away from Wesker, it's a big-ass boulder, and he's just like, yeah, and just punches it out of the way. Like, that makes sense.
Dude, well, fuck Wesker.
He could fight the Hulk, so...
Like, fuck Wesker so hard. That guy.
Why? Because he bodies your ass all the time?
No, because he's fucking cheap, dog.
Yeah, you just got body. Don't hate
my friend. My friend Dave
Naughty
plays.
A mean
by
Wesker.
The way, Evo is fucking tomorrow, and we didn't talk about that shit. Kind of Eddie Gower reported that.
I know, right?
What?
Evo
shit.
Is tomorrow. It starts tomorrow, bro.
The biggest fighting game tournament.
I told you last Eddie Gower report last
Reverse.
Week. If I'm not
Remix.
True.
Well, I'm going to make a few predictions. I'm going to say Chris G is going to take Marvel. Justin Wong will take Killer Instinct. Daigo Umehara for Street Fighter 4.
For sure.
Ultra Street Fighter 4. Skullgirls, I'll go back with Chris G. And.
And Brawl, Mewtwo King.
I don't know. I don't watch Brawl. So.
Shout out to Mewtwo King. You want that challenge? Come at me any day. You can't fuck with my pit, bitch. Anyway.
What other games are they having there? Injustice? Fuck that. Dude, I'm just gonna take Chris G in every fucking tournament. That kid's so fucking good. Chris
God. Really?
Yeah. Chris Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Bitch. He plays in Marvel, he plays Morrigan, Doom, and Virgil. And, like, to watch him play is just, like, the corniest shit ever, bro. Like,
he's cheap.
At any given second, the screen is just full of fucking fireballs and missiles. Because, like, he figured out a way with Morrigan where you can fly cancel her fireballs. So he can jump, shoot a fireball, fly, shoot a fireball, cancel it, and then jump again and keep doing it.
That's fucking
so, like,
sweet.
And she has a special where she creates a clone of herself on the opposite side of the
screen. Oh, sick. So you got, like, 17.
Yeah, so the screen will just be fucking...
You're talking about
Morgan?
Yeah,
Morgan Doom.
Yeah.
Like, it's so corny. And, like, if you don't have, like, certain characters to deal with it, or you don't know, like, you're not patient, or you don't know exactly what the fuck you're doing, like, you're just gonna get bodied. Like, the only person I've ever seen really counter it is Justin Wong. And even then, it's just, like, just because he's
counter
Justin
so
Wong. Yeah, like, he's, like, he gets, like, a random throw, and then he's so good that, like, he'll body her, like, no matter what. Like, he's not gonna fucking let her live. But even after you beat her, then you still have to deal with fucking
Virgil and
Doom and level 3 Virgil. So, I mean, it's cheap shit, man. And I mean, he's like a really good defensive player, but like, yeah, it's just boring for me to watch.
Man.
It's like Morgan.
It's like Germany versus Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Let's not even talk about that.
But yeah, like watching like Morgan or Zero or Virgil, like it's, to me, it's just boring. Like I'd much rather see like a low tier character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, somebody who plays, like, Spider-Man, like, Mame Spider a couple of years ago, who came out, you know, like, decked out in, like, the Spider-Man gear and shit. Like,
fuck yeah.
And, like, he came with, like, some fucking sick Spider-Man tech that, like, I use now in my team and shit. And, like, everyone just got so hyped because, like, his all
something
shit that you've never seen before.
He's
yeah.
Like
and, like,
something.
Like he was a fan favorite. And, like, I just want that again this year. Like, maybe someone playing, like, Iron Man, like, a really sick Iron Man would be cool to watch. Or, I don't know, just something fucking...
That's dumb. What I liked about Marvel's Capcom 2, because, like, there's, like, that game is broken with certain characters that, like, they couldn't really fix. They tried to fix with the update in the arcade version, but I think... with the HD remaster,
no, they didn't.
Where
they
I would beat the shit out of you, not using the cheap characters like Iron Man, like Rogue,
Cable.
Not Rogue, Iron Man.
No, it's Cable,
Cable
Magneto, Sentinel,
Storm,
Cyclops is really good.
Bro, I could fuck up anybody.
No,
in
no,
Marvel's
no. My three characters, I would. It was Charlie. I don't even need to use any other character besides Charlie.
just get you with Charlie. Also, arguably my favorite Street Fighter character.
Bro.
Charlie.
You can't fuck with my
he
Sakura.
He was in Alpha 3.
Sakura? It was Sakura?
Sakura.
I'd always have a big guy, so either Juggernaut or Hulk, but I prefer Juggernaut because of Dash. And fucking Wolverine.
Yeah. Charlie trash. It would be like, for me, it would be Charlie, Venom. And third was always like, I usually Morgan or Iron Man.
Spider-Man
I would use every once in a while. Oh,
you're one of
Captain
those guys.
Commando.
Yeah.
Captain Commando is cheap.
So
wrong, dude. Fuck you.
Bro, Pitt is fucking cheap in Brawl. That's my dude.
Segue here. I don't know how I'm going to do this because I'm sure Wonder Woman and Batman is next. I saw the poster for the first Batman vs. Superman.
We'd have black it out, fuck boy.
I have. It was like, I go on the internet and poof, it's like right in my face. I'm like, fuck. If you didn't know, or anyone else who didn't listen to the previous episodes, I am trying to avoid as much Batman versus Superman information.
What's a possible. Batman?
Like, I don't want to look at it. I'm not going to watch the trailer.
It's
going to be very hard for me not to watch that trailer.
So what's... Is Batman versus Superman like Turkey versus like...
I
want to
go into the movie
theater like
not knowing...
Conflict movie?
Anything.
Like a...
I don't know how I'm going to do
it's
it.
It's Superman. It's like a... some lady.
What if it comes on the TV?
It's a librarian. Superman.
I will have to not look at the TV.
Fucking slick. I love you, dude. No homo.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Superman, holy shit.
It's kind of weird, like
bruh. Like, did you just hear what he just said?
What?
Bruh, I was like, oh yeah, what's up, Batman again? And he's like, oh, it's Turkey. It's another name for Turkey.
Okay. City in Turkey. Bro.
It's a city in Turkey. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's like Batman vs Superman gonna be like conflict, like country movie, and he's like. Superman is a librarian. Superman. You know, Sue. Miss Perman. Like, how fucking... Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, you're too witty,
where do you
bro.
Get this bullshit from,
dude? Dude,
I
swear he's I just lost it when he said that shit. He has to.
He says that all the time. Like, every time I do something funny, he's like, where'd you steal this from?
I don't say that all the time.
Brain.
Relax. I don't ask you what you said. It's like, yo, where do you come up with this? That's what I said. Bro.
Usually, like in my room.
No, it's funny too. Like when you first started going ham on Facebook, arguably. There were times how
it's
just like, where does he come? Is he steal? Where does
it
he
had play? To be, bro? It was so
really,
good.
Bro. Don't accept his friend request on Facebook.
Why not?
Because
no, you need to accept it. It'll right. change your life.
No, his Facebook posts are the worst.
No,
they're really bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
They've
yeah.
like started fights like between me and my friends. They have like nothing to do.
The wittiest
we'll be
thing
in the car, be like, dude, what's up with Johnny Baca's post? They don't know.
Bro, like the wittiest thing I ever wrote on Facebook was like, I'm gonna open up a store called Forever 22. I mean, finally 22, right next to Forever 21.
Hold on a second. Let's start a little segment here where we actually just go on Johnny Baca's wall and read the obscure nonsense.
What's this segment going to be called? We need a good name for it.
I don't know. Why do you think of a name and I load up his page?
This is going to be called Batman versus Superman. No, this is going to be called the Sue.
Whoops.
This is going to be called the Sue Perman segment.
The Sue Perman segment.
Alright, number one on the.
On the Sue Perman.
On the
Sue Perman. Number one on the Sue Perman segment of regular podcast.
The Sue Perman.
Sue couldn't make it today. Yeah, shout out to Sue Perman.
Yeah, Sue wasn't able to come today. Yeah, so
the Sue Perman analytical report of John Roy Baca.
Let's okay. do it.
Number one on the Superman.
Sue Perman. There's a space. It's not Superman. Who the hell is that? It's Sue
Perman.
Sue. Perman.
Oh my god. Alright.
Anyway.
Number one, what idiot called it a thirst trap instead of food or thought?
Food for thought,
sorry.
Come on now.
Thought is?
You know what a thought is?
Yes,
you know
I know
what it is. That's fucking
that was
genius.
Terrible post. Call me Katy Perry, Lil B.
Yeah.
Alright.
That's amazing.
damn shit is popping off in Chirac, which we should segue into a little bit later.
I'm the leader of that shit. What are you saying? I'll tell you all you want to know. Can't fuck with my team, my squad.
This is like, this is
read it.
Just obscure.
Read
bullshit. It's the worst.
It's not.
Ever
read
notice?
See how she's
the
laughing?
Best rapper,
read
and
it.
You're not, and you not.
Not
you. Sorry, I'm drunk. Just give the little kid, just give the kid a little kick, and I got you.
All oh. Y'all can suck my ass balls and cock two backseat rocket man. Fools on
the
side. The
fact that you remember that, and I can't even read it.
Nah, hilarious. Bro, you need to go further with the with the plant and the fucking Segway or Gateway rugs. That's the bread and butter right there. Are you scrolling
my
past
bread and butter
genius?
It's probably like
there's
dick and fart jokes.
Shut the fuck up.
Some of this is so just, what the fuck is going through your mind? Alexis Sanchez in London today. Hopefully Arsenal announced both him
bro, why
and
why are you reading about like,
you suck at
shit.
This.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking
yeah.
laptop,
yeah.
bro.
Here.
Fucking blow
I'm not
ass
ever
this.
Handling this analytical. All
right, like check this out. Still waiting to hear back from Hollywood about my toddler cop script. I want to hear your toddler cop script. Even though Casa de Cucaracha already has a toddler cop. But look at this. By the way, CIA tweeted about how they don't know where Tupac is for their Twitterversary. And he writes, and John Roy Baca writes, CIA, I know you were reading this. Can you please stop trying to be funny? You are a shady government organization that topples dictators and traffic drugs and arms. Not a bunch of fucking comedians. Come on,
dude,
bro.
That's
first
great. Tweet is like, they were like, we can neither confirm or deny that this is our first tweet. I was like, oh, so you're, like, making a joke about how the fact that you lied to, like, the American people all right, the time. All
right. Shut the fuck up. Plants are so fucking badass. They literally eat sunlight and shit clean air. That's fucking genius, all right? Don't nod your head. You know it's genius. You're just jealous.
He'll be standing right over here, just like this, for, like, 45 minutes. And I'm like thinking he's like reading something, and then like I look on Facebook, and there's just like a scroll of shit. Just
amazing.
Like, nah, you just won't move.
Next one. I don't understand moths. I took another cigarette out of the pack. Why do they gravitate towards what kills them?
Oh yeah, another thing too. The reason why I can't even read your shit, not because I'm going blind, but because first
your
of all,
your vocabulary is of a third grader. We
no,
know. Anyway,
much better than yours. But
okay.
Stop writing like Brian. Your run along sentences are the worst. If you.
Bro, you have to write fucking grammatic and correct on the internet. What's wrong with you? Are you fucking dumb?
Seriously.
Like, it's the internet, bro. You
well,
have
I don't,
to be...
I don't remember asking for editors. Listen, I'll handle the genius. You handle the shut the fuck up and read that.
Good point. Hey, Ronnie, you fucking suck at tagging, dog. You need to quit. Now, I'm not even going to call the cops on you. You're already in jail. The jail of Ronnie with some stank-ass Ronnie graffiti above some... Oh,
dude,
look how great that graffiti is. That's probably the best graffiti I've seen in a minute. Ronnie killed that shit.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck yeah. Ronnie killed that.
Suck it, tagging.
Ronnie's closing down the fucking tagging game, bro.
I'll allow two more. Choose wisely.
All right, I'm about to choose the fucking heater here. First, you get a doormat. Then a shower floor mat. Next thing you know, you're shopping for Persians. Doormats are a gateway rugs. Are gateway rugs. Come on now, son.
That was pretty good. Oh my God.
Come on.
I'm reading.
All right, you're
I
next.
Swear you're stealing all your stuff from 4chan. That's why no one knows of its existence.
Stealing from 4chan. No,
I gotta find out. Hell yeah. Oh, dude, I wish people could see this picture, bro. I'm fucking gone. I would have been 3. You lied. I do weed, Mom. You can't stop me. And it is a fucking terrible picture. Fuck you, bro. Your mom coming in the face of that bullshit, you just tell her that. Let's fucking ride out. I'm blazed, bitch. Hell yeah. 420 swag, YOLO. Bitch. Come on now. Alright, that was the second. We're going to third.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Also the last time we were ever doing
bro.
The Sue.
And then Buster Hyman, whoever that is, posting, do you want to do some blunt later? That's hilarious. And then a picture of some super black guy. The bitch's boyfriend ain't even unlocked yet.
Johnny Baca should not get his own segment for his Facebook
yes,
posts.
Yes, he definitely
he's
should.
He's getting to his head. His ego's getting to his head.
You're not good at this.
Dude, you have fucking like 30,000 posts from today. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, but you're not
stop. No, keep going. Okay, here we go. No, 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 no. I don't care. Check this out. To unlock Dark Netflix, simply scrawl ancient runes onto your floor in blood and invoke Visago and his 26 legions. Dark Netflix is now unlocked with 100 plus new movies ranging from Blank Screen with Banshee Wail and Blank Screen with Faint Whispers. Are they getting closer?
For Dark Netflix.
Bro, you need to unlock Dark Netflix. You only have the shitty regular Netflix. You need to unlock Dark Netflix. I'm done, son.
I fucking hate you, dude.
I'm done.
That ends the Superman analytical report of Johnny Bacca.
Young Glass Cannon. Fuck yeah. Alright.
I cannot guarantee listeners that we will ever do this segment ever again.
No, we need to go back to like early posts where he was at his
more peak. Intoxicated.
Yeah.
He's only had two beers tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Hey man, we weren't really editing you. I was trolling.
No, I think I probably get funnier the drunker I get.
That's what he's saying.
But I also am less capable of like,
forming coherent sentences.
Yeah.
As episode 7 would.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Pretty much.
I had conversation.
You didn't even listen to it. How do you know?
Episode 7 was just me and you trolling this guy. Well, me talking with him and you trolling for the most part.
Fuck you guys.
You were actually nominated for the biggest troll of 2014 because of that episode.
Oh, word?
Nominated by him.
Yeah, I nominated you.
Wow. He was getting excited. Like,
no, I mean...
Now you find out it's just Jack.
No, I'm
honored. I'll
probably win.
Just me.
Regardless. I'll
probably win.
Yeah, dude.
Even that's with one nomination. Yo, he just...
It's fucked up.
Jack just got super denied from a high five. That's
damn.
Fucked.
Oh, damn.
You delayed reaction. Sorry, bro. You're not quick enough.
You had a delayed reaction. Leave him alone. All right, so let's get into our topics, shall we?
Well, that was...
Chirac.
We got most of it. Well, yeah. What's going on over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, they shut fucking Chicago down because, I guess they're...
Because all the fucking
people.
I Am Legend monsters are killing everyone. That's fucking why. And Will Smith is not fucking doing his part to get the fucking treatment.
That's Detroit, not Chicago, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, I guess there's like 82 people have been shot since July 4th weekend in Chicago. And like, I guess like 15 people died from their wounds. And like, I mean, I guess they had the military come in there now. And like the military is like backing up their... the police force, but they're basically like just short of declaring martial law. So I mean, like it's pretty fucking intense. Like, I mean, I don't even know who they're like fucking, you know, who they're going after. Like,
yeah, who do you even have to go
after? Shake down random people on the street? Like, I don't get it. Like,
question for martial
law. What's the idea of like military and like the police being like being enforced like the way that they are? Like, it's just going to like, you know, whoever's out causing the mischief is like going to be like, all right.
Yeah, but I feel like the people who are like really fucking doing the cutty shit, like they're just going to go in their houses. Like, they're not going to come fucking shoot somebody in the street while they're fucking, you know, military dudes hanging out with, like, machine guns. They're just going to wait till they leave and do their shit again.
I never realized until somewhat recently, like, just all the shit's been going on in Chicago, like how bad it was over there.
Dude, there's like a new shooting there like every other day. Like, when they were talking about the, what, not the most recent shooting, the dude shot all the women, but the one before that. There's so many shootings in the last fucking year, like, I can't even remember them all, so, I mean, that says a lot about like, where our country is at this point in time, but, yeah, not the last shooting, but the one before that, you know, it was, like, a big thing on the news, but then everyone was like, well, look at Chicago. Like, there's fucking, like, 3 or 4 people die a week from gun violence every week. So, I mean, how can you, like, take this and sensationalize it when at the same time there's just consistent violence going on in Chicago that nobody gives a shit about?
Just ask Lupe.
Follow him on Twitter.
You know Lupe has, like, given up on Chicago? Especially after the whole Chief Keef incident, because they had like beef with Chief Keef.
Yeah, I remember that.
Chief Keef's a dumbass.
Yeah,
that guy is fucking ratchet.
His music sucks.
I bet he's illiterate. I would wager money that he's illiterate.
You know R. Kelly's illiterate?
Really?
Yeah. It's like on OMG Facts. It's like a legit thing. Like, he's actually illiterate. And if you watch Trapped in the Closet, you'll see where that comes into play.
What do you mean?
I watched.
You're not gonna spoil Trapped in the Closet for me, bro. I'm not gonna see that.
I watched Trapped in the Closet 1 through 31 not too long ago.
31?
Yeah, there's 31 of them now. And I'm like, this. I have to see where this goes. There's no way in hell.
Isn't there a point where, like, space. There's a cop, like, boning a midget?
Yeah, there's a cop. Okay, the cop who's banging R. Kelly's girlfriend has a fat, like, Southern Belle wife who's banging a midget who's, like, a pimp at the same... Bro, it's such a big fucking train wreck. I couldn't stop watching it. They're releasing new episodes in October off IFC.
Wait, still?
Yeah.
It's still... Wait.
Yeah, Trapped in the Closet is an ongoing series, bro.
No, yeah. He took up the new thing for IFC, like, another 20 episodes or something ridiculous like that.
Oh, my.
Nah, it fell off on a good cliffhanger. Though. I had to, like, I can't wait till they come out. I have to see what happens next. Like, you don't understand.
Closet with R. Kelly. Tonight.
1 through 31. Watch it.
God.
It'll change your life.
No. So fucking bad. Nah, I remember that came out, like, in 2004, dude.
It's weird because I remember there being an episode where, like, the girl he was fucking, where he got stuck at her house or whatever, trapped in the closet, the guy, he tells his gay husband, boyfriend or whatever, that he's like, oh, you know, like, at the end I have to choose my wife, and then he goes to his wife. But then, like, I rewatched everything, and, like, the gay guy, like, gave him, like, the gift, and no one knows what it is, and, like, everyone's trying to find
him.
I know, that's what it's insinuated. And he's, like, in the hospital dying or whatever, and, like, everyone's, like, freaking out because, like, since he fucked that gay guy and the wife fucked R. Kelly fucked his girlfriend fucked the cop fucked
everyone has AIDS.
Yeah, literally everyone in the end of the thing is gonna have AIDS, basically. Like, everyone. Like, because everyone is, in one way or shape, fucked everyone. So, like, it's pretty intense. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty intense. Yeah.
Spoiler cast. Regular... Podcast.
Spoiler alert, everyone in Trapped in the Closet gets AIDS, so...
Well, this is a prediction, so it's not really a spoiler, so...
But alright.
Wait, we're like, prognosticating on what's gonna happen in...
Oh my God.
Trapped in the Closet.
In the Closet with R. Kelly is basically the musical version of Degrassi, but African-American.
That's fucking racist. I resent that, bitch.
That's hilarious.
I'm leaving after that one. That's too much.
Goodbye, guys.
No, but seriously.
No, he has to leave. You
say. Was that the wait?
Yeah,
was that the first racist joke of today's episode?
Pretty much, yeah. You fucking broke that threshold.
Pretty good.
You're always the one, dude.
Damn, we're an hour and 46 minutes in. We gotta end today's episode.
We didn't even get into, like,
I hate
our topics.
No. Well, the Chicago, fuck it. There's violence going on in Chicago.
What about games that meant so much to you?
Oh,
it made you cry.
Alright, we'll end the show with that.
Cool.
And then we'll go to Twitter roundabout.
So my topic. My topic. You're not kicking me out.
And then we'll watch Sailor Moon.
I'm leaving. Alright.
Crystal.
What happened to you saying I don't watch Sailor Moon last fucking episode, bitch?
I used to watch Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Look at this. Fucking closet Sailor Moon fan, bitch. Anyway, so our topic is...
Sailor Moon R, I told you before, it was a dope-ass anime movie. I told you. You're gonna go back on record and... It's on record. It's on iTunes.
Okay, Sailor. Go ahead.
Anyway. Okay, Phantom Mask, whatever the fucking name is.
Tuxedo Mask, alright?
Oh, sorry. Oh, look, you even know that shit. You fucking...
Boo this man.
But our last topic is going to be games that have either made you to the point where you fucking cried, or just games that really meant a lot to you. I know Baka's about to say something like, you're a bitch, you cried. But you didn't cry. You cried out of anger and fury, not because you fucking, like...
I think I told you before.
No, it's Final Fantasy VII when Aerith dies.
You cried?
I didn't cry, but it was emotional.
Yeah, I feel you.
I felt weak. I think only two games I cried. Not like cry, like
no, yeah, it's not like,
like it's not
like it's just like
here.
Yeah, it's the
like that little picture of like the base guy.
Yeah.
Was Kingdom Hearts and The Last of Us, I think.
I feel you. For me, it was fucking Infamous 2. I don't know why. I played like at 3 a.m, and for some reason, like, my emotions get like heightened as fuck. So I was like,
oh, Infamous Second Son as well. Oh, wait, can I spoil something in the game?
No.
Oh.
Fuck you.
There's I just remembered. You said Infamous. There was something that I'm not going to tell you. In Infamous Second Son,
bitch, bro.
There was a scene that I was not expecting, and I was like, really? You fucking bitch.
and I was like, it didn't make me cry, but I was like, that's
no, I'll man up, I'll be a man. I'm not insecure about my masculinity. I also cried at Telltale's Walking Dead.
What?
There's no way now. Play the Walking Dead. Telltale Walking Dead.
The fuck is that?
Like
the point and click version of the Walking
Dead. No,
it's
not a video game. I'm just telling you to play it because, you know, it's a movie.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a review of it anywhere.
It's just game of the year last year. Sorry.
Telltale Walking Dead?
Telltale is the company that...
So the game is called Walking Dead.
It's based off Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Except it's not like a TV show.
Why on earth would I ever play a video game?
No, but like it's not like... It's not like the Walking Dead.
It's a fucking
TV
zombie
show.
Game, right?
No, but it's not like it's like a choice based game. Like whatever your decisions, like.
So is it a fucking zombie game or not?
Would you say it's a zombie game? It's not really a zombie game.
Nice.
There's zombies in it, but it's not a zombie game.
It's a zombie game. It's a point and click adventure game, based in the Walking Dead universe, and it won a lot of awards.
Dude, it's a really good game though.
I'm sorry I didn't. Sorry I let him tell it.
Dude, is that like the open ended one? It's like post apocalypse.
Yeah.
And you go around with other people.
It's
that's
cool.
Based on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Dude, have you heard of A Wolf Among Us? No. Same thing. It's like a fucking like.
MMO.
No, it's not MMO.
It's a point and click adventure game.
But you
PC
play with
game.
Other people.
No, not at
that's
all.
That's what I was asking.
No.
And you said yes.
No, I didn't hear you say that.
No, yeah, it's like. Literally, your outcome is based on the decisions you make. So if you're a shithead, you're going to get a shitty outcome.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that.
You should. It's a really good game, bro. And, like, that game
he
gets...
He doesn't like zombies.
Yeah, but, I mean, the game... you see, like, fucking 12 zombies you have to interact with in that game. Come on.
Yeah,
most of it is, like,
I'll
dealing with the dumbass people.
The first one, bro.
No, you won't. Trust me, it's a good game.
After.
It's a really good game. I'm telling you, bro.
It's a little slow, but it...
No.
No. In a sense of like if you're not like if you're like expecting like an action packed game like there, in the first episode when you're in the farm like
farm
before shit hits the fan with the farm, no, which is cool, yeah, same here with me, but if you're not like in the mindset for that, you're probably not gonna enjoy it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's true.
So,
I will say like I watched a playthrough, and before playing it, like I watched the first four episodes, and I was like, I'm just gonna watch it. And then I actually ended up playing it. Dude, there's a part where like, I watched PewDiePie play it, and like where Duck dies, spoiler alert, and like I fucking
this is season 2?
Wait,
no,
why does that name
one.
Sound familiar? PewDiePie?
That's
like
a YouTuber
star.
But
what does he play?
Everything.
He plays StarCraft?
No. He plays core games.
He plays like console games mostly.
Not really. Mostly PC.
That is it?
Yeah. There's horror games, stuff like that. But yeah, Infamous 3 or Infamous 2. Walking Dead.
Well,
how many games have made me cry?
Well, if I thought the question was like game that meant the most to you, Sonic 2 is probably the game that like I remember.
Nah,
getting.
I meant like games that
yeah,
were, made
Mario
you emotional.
World.
That's what the question was. Like games that like really tugged at your heart.
Metal Gear
Fantasy 7,
Metal Gear Solid,
Baldur's Gate.
Well, Baldur's Gate.
Oh.
Oh, the ending of
Original Call of Duty Big Red 1 on PS2.
I cried in Metal Gear Solid 4. Yeah, I just remember that. Spoilers for Metal Gear Solid 4. Because
yeah,
at the
I'm
ending
not
was
gonna play it. You can say I'm not gonna play it, so it doesn't matter.
I'm never gonna play it.
At the ending, well, you find out in the beginning of the game that Snake is dying.
Yeah.
That he's there's nothing that he can do to prevent it. But then at the end of the game, like, well, basically, like, if he doesn't die within, like, a certain amount of time, like, his body is going to, like, release, like, these, like, chromosomes, it's gonna go to the air, it's gonna cause, like, this, like, it's, like, this virus that's gonna go, like, global and kill a bunch of people. So he basically, after you beat the game, save the world, like, you have to, like, kill yourself. So the game basically, like, you kill your brother and all that stuff, and then it's just, like, he's standing in front of the grave, and, like, if you played, I've been playing Metal Gear Solid since I was like 8 years old.
Is that the end?
Yeah. So
there's
it's
no
like,
more after that.
No. Hold on. So it goes like you know from 8 years old, and then finally, just like a few months ago, me
yeah.
finally beating Metal Gear Solid 4. As I told you before, I will buy something and I won't finish it until later for God knows what reason. I finish. All right. So he's standing in front of the grave, and like he's just like you're like he has a gun in his hand, and I'm like. No way. Like, he's just, like, this is really how the game ends after
yeah,
all this so. Time. Like, he's standing in front of his grave, and then he just, like, pulls the trigger, and he just, like, he kills himself. Now I'm like...
Which Snake is that?
Solid Snake, the one that you've like been like growing up with, and I was like, "What?" And then the credits go, and then I was just like, "And like Snake is like, they're like poking fun at him, making fun of him. He's like the coolest character in the game, and like he's basically like being like just worn out and like just beat up. He's old Snake. He's like
old
in the fourth game, and he was just like man, after all that he's been through, that's like how it happens.
That's pretty gay."
So I was like sitting there, and I'm just like just thinking about like literally all the games started like to come into my head, and I'm like, that's like mean. Like, why did you have to go out like that? Like, so I'm like sitting there, like there's like tears
murked
in my eyes. And I'm like, that's fucked up, Kojima. Like, why'd you have to kill off Snake like that?
Better
and then of course the credits end, and then you heard the gunshot, but like it tricked you. So but he pulls the gun away, and then like. Right before, this wouldn't make any sense to you. Then, like a character that you think is dead is not dead.
Octagon.
No, I'm not gonna say
Otacon?
Who it is, but
isn't
yeah, it homie? Turns out, huh?
Isn't Otacon your homie?
In the old game, like, well, Otacon is home. He's friends with Snake's dad. What's his name? Big Boss.
Big Boss.
Yeah.
Big Boss is Snake, though, right?
Big Boss is Naked Snake. There's like four snakes. Big Boss is called
the original, though.
He was Naked Snake, and then he changed his name to Big Boss. And then he had three sons. One of them was a Solidus Snake.
I thought they were all
Liquid Snake and Solid Snake. Yeah, basically. Well, Liquid Snake and Solid Snake were actually. They just gave. I don't know. She was impregnated, like, normally. They were, like, natural birth. The first Solid Snake, he was a clone, like, made in a lab and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Solid and Liquid had, like, a birth mother and blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that.
Wait, so there's...
But they're technically clones, but they're technically...
Solid, Liquid Snake, and who
is... Solidus, the third one. He was actually the president of the United States at one point.
The fuck?
Yeah, the game is ridiculous.
Once again...
I don't understand how they... They have a natural birth, or they give birth to identical people?
No. Liquid and Snake are just twins. Yeah.
Bro, I've never played this game. I have no idea what the fuck you guys are
doing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not even going to
be talking about all these Snake guys that you're talking about are the main character. They all
I know that.
The
I know the main characters, but I don't
well,
like...
Oh, no. Liquid and Snake, the one's blonde and one's a brunette.
Whoa! But I mean, like, I just don't understand anything here. About, like, what happened with, like... If he dies, isn't the chromosome still going to get released? I don't get it.
No, but it turns out he wasn't infected and all that stuff. Like,
oh,
they,
what a great way to just fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just kidding. Sorry.
Who's all
you dude? Know, I actually would have felt...
Super Mario 2 all over again.
I would have, like... It would have been better if they just killed himself. Because I broke down. I was like, man, it's fucked up. And then like, after I found out he's not dead, he's like... I just sighed. I was like, okay, that's better. So, I don't know. MVP.
Better than him getting murked, at least, but still. Like, also, like, Guacamole.
No reason that Raiden should be the main character.
He really is, man.
He's the most fucking badass.
Yeah, he really is. I guarantee he could body Snake
Raiden
in a second.
A lot of people didn't, so.
Did Snake ever fight Raiden? Are they friends?
Yeah, they're
fighting
friends,
Fourth one?
No.
Fifth one?
No. Raiden's a good guy.
Oh, he is, right? Yeah. Dude, Raiden will body any of those. He fucking destroys... Metal Gear
is
like nothing.
I thought Raiden was gonna die in the fourth game, but he didn't.
There's no way if they killed him off, like, that's stupid. That's like,
but then
he
has his own game and it's set after four.
Yeah, Revenge.
All right, I mean, that's
also
it's...
Guacamole.
Oh.
It's a really good game, and after it's done, you're just like, really? Like that? Like, it was such a great game.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but like I teared up. I was like, fuck, dude, that game was
Guacamole?
Insane. Yeah, Guacamole.
Oh my god, this is our first on the regular podcast. This is hilarious.
Fuck you.
You'd cry because of Walking Around.
I didn't like sort of ball out.
Grammy Award.
Like, I got like two, like, you know, it wasn't just one single tier, it was like two single tiers.
What the fuck is
Guacamole?
It's a fucking side scroller Metroidvania side.
No, you gotta play the game. It's fucking insane.
It's a good game, but it, no, by me, any means, gonna get you all emotional.
I didn't cry because of emotional. I cried because, like, it was like such a, like, great, and like the ending was like, I'm a sucker for good endings, bro.
Dude, Final Fantasy VII is the only game that's ever made me feel any sort of way.
Oh yeah, I didn't say Call of Duty. Call of Duty Big Red 1 for the PS2, bro. There was a fucking soldier called Jay, and he was like the really like happy go lucky, let's go fucking do it, come on guys, yeah. And like, there's one scene, and it's not a spoiler if you haven't played it in PS2, like, who cares? He's like, yeah, let's go. And he goes into this door and he kicks it open. He just gets fucking murked by like 13 guys all shooting him at once. And he's like, ah, and he falls over a fucking like railing. Yo, Robocop. I was like, no, son. Jay was that dude, yo. Fuck. Call of Duty used to have really good stories. Now it's just a bunch of cookie cutter bullshit.
I don't know, maybe like Baldur's Gate, when you find out that like Saravok's your brother and that you're the fucking son of the Lord of Murder, that shit was pretty hard.
Fucking intense.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Baldur's Gate?
I know what the game is. I don't know what you're talking about within
well,
the game.
Well, basically, the game's are, like you start out in like this library and like you don't have parents and shit and like you don't know where you're from.
Dude,
and
stop telling them my life story.
Dude, don't spoil the game.
Hey, you're never gonna play the game, so.
Don't spoil the game.
Your dad is Ball, the Lord of Murder.
Oh, Ball. Dude. Gate? Like, is it your dad's gate?
His face! Like, bro, just go kill yourself.
Is Ladies
Ball
and gentlemen,
the same guy in Skyrim?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been.
You heard his. You offended him, bro.
Nah, bro, you guys are just retarded. I'm gonna go do Tony's podcast next.
How am I retarded?
What?
What the fuck did I do?
Wait, your friend Tony has a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, let Ike of the Rain Man be a guest host.
Look at this
yeah,
shit.
Like,
just abandoning
like,
ship on his own show. Y'all some fucking scrubs.
Let's all join Tony's
podcast.
We're gonna
be on a good podcast. Shit.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been podcast episode regular
ninth. Is a new number. Ninth.
Episode nine, regular podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
And instead of Baka leaving us midway, he's just going to leave us next week. I'll get dick.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Finish it off. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
And indeed
back
it
to
is.
You, Evan Baxter.
Later,
Evan
dudes.
Baxter.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can download regular podcasts at your local podcast provider. Or you could go to podomatic.com and look for regular podcasts brought to you by Ico the Rain Man in Operation 5AM. Or you can subscribe to us
and
Bust on iTunes.
In the heart of the show.
Shut up. Subscribe to us on iTunes so I can get money, please.
From all the weight that
those
we carry.
Most of our listeners. We have a perfect score on the iTunes ratings.
Really?
So, yes, we do. Probably not anymore now that I just said that.
Good shit. You just fuck. You guys didn't hear that. We have the worst score. So,
anyways, though, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm not Ico the Rain Man. You could also subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube.com/OP5TV. You can
my
follow Buster Hyman on Twitter, or you could follow Buster Hyman and then unfollow him. That'd be good.
Too bad you didn't give him my Twitter. Ha ha.
Buster,
that's the thing.
Underscore.
You know what's funny about that, though? Social networking, like, you guys give a shit about what people think about you. I don't give a shit. So you guys can follow me, unfollow me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But,
do exactly
know,
that.
I don't have that kind of. I don't need acceptance from random people on the internet. I would welcome it, but if you don't, I'm not gonna go cry. Like
he's just saying that because we won't allow him to rap with us. So.
Oh yeah, that's why he keeps asking me all the time to
yeah,
get on the track. You're right.
Follow him at Buster_Hyman, or you could follow Mr. Johnny Baca, the only man who could take out Batman with one punch. One punch.
Are you really? Could you really?
Big Von Deal.
At
is there a guy named Vic Von Doom on like Germany or something? Like Netherlands? Because like they were saying something today and I swear on everything I heard Vic Von Doom or something
they
like that.
They were probably talking
Louis
about
Von Gaal?
Hmm?
Louis Von Gaal?
I don't know. The guy was like, it's like Spanish channel. Vic Von Doom. I was like, yo!
Baka's playing soccer for Netherlands, dude. That's insane.
You probably just got shouted out on the Spanish channel.
Dude, you got fucking shouted out. I was going to replay it and record it, but I was like,
there's no way it was Vic Von Doom. There's no way. So I was like, fuck it. And I just let it go.
Do you have a Twitter?
No. Good.
Follow her at Lady Metropolis.
If that
now you have to make one.
Be the Twitter, that would probably be a good one.
I like that.
Yeah.
There you
go. So, and that's how we do that.
Well, yeah, if she'll be here maybe next time or not. She probably will never come back again.
Yeah, after this?
Nah.
Yeah,
there's no way. Usually they unsubscribe from being my friend if I invite them over for two.
Not
two
definitely.
Months
after
months.
You deal with
I haven't
this
heard
shit.
From Adam or Deshi since last
at all?
Episodes. No. They just they're gone.
No, Deshi. What happened to the first two guys? Vince and Adam or whatever.
Oh, they're dead. They're dead.
No, like, did they ever,
no, like, they're really dead. Like, they died, like, for real.
That's sad, dude.
Yeah, dude. In the ass.
In the ass. Cancer. I remember that. You told us.
It's crazy.
It's fucking intense.
Regular
podcasts?
We
love
do not,
you.
Oh, we do not ever speak of them again on the podcast.
Speaking of
who? There you go.
Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been the world's most regular podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
You love this so much. When it's 5 a.m., my niggas get the
wildin' up. Yeah. Told them, get your ass up. Fuck a bitch, fuck a bitch, fuck them all sideways. She could ride my broom, mama called a bitch of mine. Bring her to my spot, now she walking all blindly. Cause she see where I'm saying, she gon' probably try to find me and sign me. This is perfect timing, so time me. Gotta smoke so much, the hoe is looking Chinese. Nose is like Pinocchio for sure, I keep on smiling. Cause I'ma count this money while your girl is probably eyeing me. Oh my god, the irony. Look just where we came from, it was me, my brother Jacob, and some girl with lots of makeup.